If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Why do you like doing this to yourself?
Because I have a lot of money. I'm going to show my life.
Tell me you're going to stop drinking. Tell me right now. Or I'm not going to talk to you ever again. And I will totally disown you because it's not fair to meet your family. What you're doing.
I'll be fine.
Good guy. Nice man.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
Good times.
You know, you guys ought to watch it. Making fun of people like that, you can hurt their feelings.
Hey, it's all about ratings, baby, and we got them.
You don't have to be a dick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
Kevin and Bean, honestly, they're a couple of schmucks.
And now.
In court last week, Paris Hilton testified that I just sign what people tell me to sign. She added, and by sign, I mean put in my mouth.
Our feature presentation.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Plus, we have Dick's tickets. Dick's tickets. Wow.
That one.
We have Ducks tickets. Ducks. They're the Ducks. They're not the Dicks.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Yeah.
That was good. That was a good one right there.
Adding to the great group of bad comments by me.
Oh, we have so many.
You have been prolific lately. I got to tell you, I was worried for a while, but now it seems like you're back on.
You're back on the sauce. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, it's good news.
Morning, everybody. It's 5:31. It is Tuesday, the 15th of May. I see them.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them, mama.
Today's a big day, you guys. Today's the day should all be very, very happy.
Because.
Because today's the day we're bringing the oil companies to their knees.
That's right.
This is it.
Great American Gas Out, or whatever it's called.
On NPR this morning.
You did?
I mean, they weren't encouraged. They just said it's National Don't Buy Gas Day.
Yep. As if it really.
As if, yeah.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
So don't.
Is it on our calendars now?
So don't stop by gasoline stations, anybody.
Thank God I filled up yesterday. I don't want to break that boycott.
You can fill up yesterday and tomorrow, but not today.
Exactly.
That'll show them. That will show them. You know, we are going to bring them to their knees. And this time tomorrow, I think gas is going to be under $2 a gallon. Well, I've shown the power of the consumer. Yeah, this time tomorrow. That's how effective it's going to be today.
They'll be scared off.
Everybody doesn't buy gas, Kevin.
Come on.
Think about it.
There'll be
trucks driving around full of gas, but nowhere to put it because all the stations will still be full.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
Freeways will be jammed.
Pandemonium.
People will be crying.
We're going to show them. It's burn.
I've been looking forward to this day for a long time.
Yes.
Send it to your friends, too, because they need to know.
They may not have heard.
You don't stop and get gas anywhere today.
That's right.
So it's so funny to see something like that take hold in the normal news. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I was really shocked.
Certain sources you think they shouldn't be that stupid to fall for that.
I've heard it on the radio and seen it on television a few times this week where the reason they bring it up is because they're trying to let people know that it's not going to work, because it's ineffective.
Is that what they did on NPR?
No, it was just like a little, hey, it's the 15th and don't buy gas, National Don't Buy Gas Day.
That's funny.
is it possible? I don't know how you get a day. I mean, I don't know how you officially label it a day.
You can actually get a national day on the calendar, but this isn't.
It is. Apparently,
well,
you're not aware.
It's
National Don't Buy Gas Day.
It must be true, right?
So that's good times.
Well, this is Talk Like Slayer Day.
Really? Okay.
Found that out.
Okay. All right.
Mike, did you see that Talk Like Bob Dylan Day is coming up at the end of May?
What?
Yes. Talk like Bob Dylan Day.
Bob Dylan Day.
Oh. I don't remember the date. It's like the 24th or something like that, but that's fast approaching. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Frustrating day.
I don't know where that came from. Yeah, no kidding. A lot of business won't get done that day.
So if your little yellow light is on, you're out of gas.
Oh, well.
You're just going to have to wait till tomorrow.
I apologize, but
it just needs to be done. Wherever you are, just pull over and park.
Right.
And get out.
Especially if you're one of those people who forwarded that email. I insist.
Yes.
That's right. That's true.
Yes.
You must.
Just pull over, get out, and walk. Everything will be fine.
King and I were talking about the big fight that broke out last night, not during hockey, but during basketball. I don't know if you saw it or not.
I did.
Robert Horry and Steve Nash.
I did. That was awesome.
That's an exciting series.
I was playing poker. I was watching it kind of in the background, and Steve Nash got knocked to the table, and then he did a little acting, and then Robert Ory, and then everybody's like runs out there in 1 second.
So it was a big old brawl with everyone in it?
Well, there were
like they
there
do in baseball games?
There were very many punches thrown, because when you get to this part in the playoffs, nobody wants to get thrown out.
Oh.
There are a few, but basically they just run out and stick their chests out and go, hey, 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 here now. Hey, stop, hey, you watch it. I'm serious. Something might happen if you don't watch it. And then they all run back to their bench.
Oh, okay.
Sit down.
It's been some good playoffs, though. The basketball and the hockey playoffs have been exciting this week.
Suns tied the series at 2-2.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very exciting.
And Cleveland's up 3-1 on New Jersey, too, which has been a good series. You got to be happy for LeBron James. You got to be happy to see a guy who we all felt so bad for when he got, you know, drafted by Cleveland. We all thought, oh, the poor guy.
Yeah.
But he's turned that team into something. I mean, that team's legitimate now.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I
mean, think about it.
It seems like that would be a nightmare, really, to go to any of their teams in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, the Indians are a great baseball team, too. I'm just saying that Cleveland was such a bad basketball team that we all thought LeBron James was going to be miserable there because he's going to be the one good player. He'd be like Kobe Bryant. He'd be the one good player, and everybody else would blow, and they would never accomplish anything. But he's turned it into an actual team that matters, that's good.
But here they are. Chicago turned it around, too, really well.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Very exciting. Great. Good times right now.
Hockey playoffs. We got game 3 tonight for the Ducks, and we're going to give away tickets for that.
I think they may be going by Ducks now, by the way.
What?
I think they may be going by Ducks now.
Damn it. So we got tickets for that this morning on the Kevin Amin Show as well.
If the Ducks make it to the Stanley Cup, as we hope they will, Kevin, you're going to be excited that they're probably going to be playing Ottawa.
Yes.
Why is that exciting?
Well, sometimes, some years in some sports, we've been known to travel to wherever the local championships are being held.
Yeah.
And we didn't go last time the Ducks were in the Stanley Cup against New Jersey. We didn't go.
Sure, but, I understand that.
It looks like going to be playing Ottawa this time around.
So Ottawa's a good place to go?
Do you see us going? Is that what you're saying?
I love Ottawa.
Canada.
I love Canada. I love Ottawa. But
I didn't see Kevin in Ottawa, though.
I don't know anything about Ottawa.
That's because there's nothing to know.
Yeah.
It's the capital.
Right. But I don't really know anything about it.
It's a small town in comparison to, you know, many
everywhere
other towns
else?
In good. Canada. Yeah.
Good sign.
All I remember was 1993, I think it was, when the Kings went to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Uh-huh. And Bean tried to get me beat up, and I didn't think that was very nice. Kings fan right here. Kings fan right here.
Weren't you wearing your jersey?
Yeah, I was. A t-shirt, yeah.
And you guys are in Canada.
Yes.
Was it in Canada?
Montreal.
Yes, it was in Montreal.
Yeah, that seems... They seem kind of passionate about that.
Well, it wasn't bad. Like, during the day, everybody engages you because their hockey is everything.
Yeah.
So you walk down the street, they're like, hey, we're going to, you know, but you just badmouth each other back and forth. But then you get to the game, you know, in the first period, it's not too bad. And Bean's pointing to me, we're getting food and whatnot. And then second period, people are really starting to get pretty drunk.
Right.
And now I'm starting to worry a little bit because they're starting to really say some, you know, threatening things. They're getting a little closer to my face, a little closer to my face. And by third period, I'm really feared for my life.
Yeah.
And I went and bought a t-shirt at the place and threw mine away.
That's the kind of Kings fan you are. You threw it away.
But this was game. This was the final game where they won the cup. It wasn't just the Stanley Cup playoffs. They actually won it.
Yeah.
And we walked outside, and there was a mini riot going on. There's, you know, cars turned over and storefronts broken. Everybody's going crazy.
Funny that you think you'd be safe if you were wearing the jersey of the losing team. But no,
not
at all.
Not in the least bit.
That they still feel the need to beat you up.
Especially there, yeah. Hey, we lost. Isn't that enough for you?
I know.
Nope, it was a little scary. But we were high-fiving everybody all the way to our hotel. Hey, woo, we did it. It was a bummer. So Ottawa, here we come. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm telling you.
All right, fantastic. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, along with the hockey tick-offs.
It's going to be a fun morning.
Tickets?
Oh, my God.
For the Ducks.
Yeah, I was out
the tick-offs.
Late. I was out late playing poker, so this is not going to go well for me.
You may have just invented a new word because tick-offs. Playoff tickets will now be known as tick-offs.
It's shorter. That's true.
I like it.
We got those coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. We also have Jeffrey Rush, who is in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up this morning.
You're afraid Pirates to talk now, aren't you?
I am. I'm afraid to say anything. And other fun stuff, including Linkin Park. In our studios. They got the new CD coming out today on National Don't Buy Gas Day. And
yay.
So we're going to talk to them about it, play some of their clips.
Great.
Play Lick Lincoln Park, I believe, in the 8 o'clock hour. So you'll have a chance to actually win tickets to the K-Rock Wedding Roast E-Fiesta 2007 in the 8 o'clock hour when Lincoln Park is in the studio.
Very cool.
So that is all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And we're going to take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
All right, then.
Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Well, looks like Sylvester Stallone has some troubles down under. I'm not just talking about that suspicious rash. He told an Australian court yesterday he was sorry for bringing in 48 illegal vials of human growth hormones during his recent visit. Yeah, they popped him at the airport, then again at his hotel room when he was found throwing vials out the window as the cops were knocking on the door to search his room.
No, dude, really?
That's like in a movie. Then he told cops in court yesterday that he really didn't know that it was against the law to bring human growth hormones into Australia.
Why was he thrown out the window then?
That's what they wanted to know. Yeah. They said, well, it seems like you would think you might be guilty of something if you were destroying evidence.
Hmm.
Yeah. He also was slapped with a count of possessing testosterone as well as the human growth hormone.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know why he looks like that at 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, kidding. No kidding.
Could that possibly be all for personal use?
Well, he is the perfect candidate to be prescribed hormone replacement therapy, growth hormone and testosterone, but not, what do you say, Ralph, 40-some vials?
48 vials, yeah.
That would be, if from a doctor's prescription, that would be like a year's worth.
His lawyer did tell the court that Sly was taking hormones for a medical condition, but he didn't reveal what it was.
Hmm. Medical condition?
Yeah.
Being old?
That could be it. He'll be sentenced on Monday, so if he gets slapped with the most severe penalty, he could go to jail for 5 years and pay upwards of $50,000 in fines.
So. Australia battles along the lines of like Asian countries as far as being the most strict when it comes to illegal drugs and, you know,
narcotics. Well, apparently they have their own governmental body that you have to check with if you're going to bring that kind of stuff into the country, even if it's for medical use.
Right.
There's channels that you have to go through. And obviously Sylvester skirted around those. So
5 years.
He may be in some trouble.
Hey, it's illegal even if you have a prescription for it, if you bring it in, huh?
Yes, you have to check in with this bureau and say, look, I've got this stuff, I'm bringing it in, it's for a medical condition. They sign off on it, and then you're allowed to legally possess it in the country. But if you go around that, that's breaking their laws.
Hey, Mike, how quickly would he shrink without that stuff?
Well, a guy his age, pretty quick. I mean, it's not like a normal, healthy, young guy. Yeah. I was going to say, Australia is so strict. I mean, they have bans on almost even like protein powders and stuff like that. You have to...
I can't believe it.
I mean, they're
it's against God's law.
They're like uber strict on anything coming in and out of their country that, from a pharmaceutical sense.
Oh.
Apparently, Sly
Mike
has,
never goes to Australia.
Protein powder.
Sly has stopped using the HGH, and we've got a little piece of tape here to see if he's shrunk or not.
I'm very sorry about what I did, and I hope the Australian court will take it easy on me.
That's Sylvester Stallone?
Wow, yeah.
He's lost some body mass.
He really has. He's shrinking down. Paris Hilton psychiatrist Dr. Charles Sophie filed a court brief yesterday. It wasn't hadn't anything to do with Paris's pending jail sentence. However, there is still a slander trial going on that was brought by actress Zeta Grafe against Paris, and Paris is required to testify in this. However, the psychiatrist says currently she cannot testify because she is, and I quote, distraught and traumatized by fears of going to jail now.
So she can't even talk about that other case?
No. It's a $10 million slander trial that is set to kick off next Monday. But the shrink says, given her current psychological and emotional state, she's not capable of any meaningful participation in a trial.
That's hot.
So she's using this as an excuse to get out of another thing that she tried to get out of, which got her into trouble.
She's weird and crazy and dumb.
Why do you say that?
Because she's weird and crazy and dumb.
What did she say about that other actress that she's being sued for $10 million for?
I forget the exact details of the case. I remember when the story broke. Zeta Grafe apparently is the ex of one of the guys she was banging around with. I can't remember if it was Stavros Niarchos. I'm pretty sure it was. But she said something about her being some sort of whore or something like that. And this actress got all bent out of shape and took her to court over it. So, but Paris just can't deal because she's traumatized by the idea of going to jail. She's traumatized by the idea of going to jail. What's she going to be like when she's in jail?
I know. Yeah.
She's going to burst into flames.
She's just going to be on the floor crying.
Yes. Apparently she's crying all the time now, which gives me a weird sense of satisfaction. I don't know why. Meanwhile, her buddy Nicole Richie's losing weight again.
Oh, no.
Sources close to Star Magazine says the actress is working out like crazy and will not eat
She wants to be super skinny because she wants to please her boyfriend Joel Madden of Good Charlotte, friends say.
That's hot.
So she's tried to look like a dude?
Yes.
She's already way too skinny. Way too skinny.
Oh, yeah.
If she really wanted to please him, she'd have that penis attachment surgery. That she's looking. Keira Knightley is filming a new movie called The Best Times of Our Lives. She is co-starring with Sienna Miller, and apparently there is a scene in which the two get naked and show each other their bodies.
Oh! That's what I'm talking about.
How do I get tickets? Where? Just Fandango.com? How do I get advanced tickets for this thing?
That's so hot.
Keira says that she's got a very European attitude about her body, and she doesn't mind showing what she's got.
Okay.
She says she is going to continue to take her clothes off if the roles suit her, and it doesn't bother her in the least. What does bother, however, is her new Pirates of the Caribbean action figure.
Why?
Because she says the doll has much more cleavage than she could ever hope to. And that's,
it's got
a
rack.
That's disturbing, yes. She's upset that her doll has better boobs than she does.
Nice melons.
What are you going to do?
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 I don't know. Tonight's American Idol. Three remaining contestants compete. Jordan Sparks, Melinda Doolittle, and Blake Lewis. All the online bet makers have released their odds for this week. And Jordan Sparks is the favorite by far to win the whole schmigakey.
Well, you know I've got the Jordan Spark.
Yeah, that doesn't really work.
I'm going to take a walk in Central Spark. That's what I'm going to do.
It's top-notch gay.
What's the
I'm
theme
pull
tonight,
over
bro?
To this parking lot.
Do we know what kind of songs they'll be doing? They've already done Barry Gibb. Have they bottomed out yet?
I think, and now it's a Gregorian chants, I believe, is tonight.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's all they really got.
Lindsay Lohan plays a stripper in her next movie. It's
yes.
called I Know Who Killed Me. In the film, she is a stripper who is kidnapped and then has her legs cut off.
Oh, God.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
Man.
Strong.
Did you say yes?
Lindsay says in an interview with Nylon Magazine, at first I was like, I can't do this. I'm getting my leg cut off. I'm not really, Lindsay. It's all done with special effects.
Did you know
about
that? She's been in movies before, right? She knows how they
well,
work.
Not where they cut your legs off, she hasn't.
That isn't good
Greg
for you.
House? I didn't want to look like that in scenes. I want to look decent.
Wow.
But that was just me being young and stupid. And I had my first sex scene in it, which I always said I wouldn't do. Yeah, well, probably said you wouldn't have your photo taken doing blow in a stall in the ladies' room either, but look how life throws you a curveball from time to time.
Let me ask you a question about being a stripper. Can I see your boobs?
Speaking of Lindsay Lohan, she tops the newly released Maxim Hot 100 list
Ridiculous.
Today.
What, Lindsay Lohan?
Number one on the list, Lindsay Lohan. Hottest woman in the world, according to Maxim magazine.
Bogus! That's ridiculous.
In the words of the immortal Bobcat Goldthwait, I wonder what Total Effing BS magazine has to say on their list.
Wow.
Yeah, here's how the list shakes down. Here's your top 10, and you're not going to believe who Lindsay beat out. Jessica Alba, number two on the list.
What?
No way.
Okay, well, let's start right there. That's absurd.
I'm out.
Number three on the list, Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
Number four on the list, Christine Aguilera. Number five on the list, Jessica Biel.
Oh.
Number six on the list, Ali Larder. Eva Mendes, number seven. Rihanna, number eight. Number nine, Eva Longoria. And number 10, Fergie.
Fergie?
Of the
really?
Black Eyed Peas, yes.
Really? They just throw in those to get people to talk about their stupid list, don't they?
You want to know who Fergie beat out?
Yeah.
Sienna Miller, Angelina Jolie, Beyonce, Katherine Heigl.
Don't think so.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's a bogus list.
Sisters Ashley and Jessica Simpson. And here's my favorite part of the whole 100. Ashley Olsen of the Olsen twins.
Right.
Yeah.
Placed 37th.
Right.
Mary-Kate Olsen didn't make the top 100. They're freaking twins, people. Look a lot alike. One is hot enough to be the 37th hottest woman in the world. The other one doesn't make the list. That just doesn't make any sense.
That would suck if you're her.
Yeah. You can pick up that issue on Stanza this week. Sarah Silverman's on the cover. She's a number 29, by the way.
Sarah Silverman's on the cover. Yes. She's pretty hot.
She's 29th hottest woman in the world.
I'm speechless as well.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan.
Where's Tony Soprano's stripper or prostitute?
Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, Sarah Shahi. By the way,
there
a lot of Sarah Shahi love yesterday. After
really?
I mentioned her name, a lot of people were thanking me for hooking her up with the Sarah Shahi. You know, I didn't realize until we heard from our one of our buddies over at NBC. She was on a TV series called Teachers that was short-lived. A little sitcom about...
Oh, she was on that?
Yeah, she was the smoking hot brunette teacher on that.
Okay.
Huh. It was Phil Hendry was in that show and other people. It was a pretty good show. She's worked quite a bit.
No teacher in the world looks like her.
That's for sure. Today's celebrity birthdays. You ever see the movie Dr. No, the first James Bond movie with Sean Connery?
Nope.
Sure.
You never saw Dr. No?
No, I don't think so.
God! How can you not have seen every James Bond movie?
Don't know.
They
don't
rule.
Have the answer to that.
Bond movies rule.
They're pretty good, yeah.
They're great.
Okay, fine.
This was the one that started them all. Dr. No.
Yeah, I didn't really, yeah.
The actor who played the villain Dr. No in that film, Joseph Wiseman, turns 89 years old today.
The villain just goes around saying no? That's what
right.
he does?
He's a very disagreeable villain.
And I'm a doctor.
He's very disagreeable. let's see. Brian Eno, legendary singer-songwriter, is 59 years old today. Chaz Palminteri, from The Usual Suspects and other feature films, turns 56 years old today. David Charvette, actor from Melrose Place and other projects, is 35 years old today. David Krumholtz, who plays Charlie over there on Numbers. Do you watch that show, Numbers?
No.
With Rob Morrow?
I watched
show.
It, yeah.
He's
so
real good at it. Dave Krumholtz is real good at it, too. He's 29 years old today. And of The Sopranos, Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Yes.
Who plays Soprano on that show. She turns 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Another chance for you to win your tickets for K-Rock's Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2007 later this hour when you hear Linkin Park singing Lion from You. By the way, Kevin, speaking of Linkin Park, new album comes out today.
That's right.
Band's coming in. 8 o'clock hour this morning on the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock.
New album's called Don't Buy Gas Today. Great American Gas Out.
I wonder if this song is going to be on it. Here's a song we could have used a few weeks ago when the Virginia Tech massacre was in the news.
Hey, wake up, teenagers. I say stop spraying the bullets on each other.
Been staying in touch with the Armenian comedian lately. Haven't spoken with Sam in a while. What do you suppose is going on with him?
Well, the problem, it's not his fault. The problem, he calls like seven times a day to Lightning. But people can really only stand him in super small doses.
I don't know how you can say that.
Shoot him on the freeway.
I don't know why you would suggest that people would want to hear from him all the time.
He is, however, the hero of our intern who is working here today. We nickname affectionately Browse.
Hey, Browse.
Good morning.
Who's he's an Armenian guy, and he worships the Armenian comedian. I think that's very sweet. Very sweet.
The way I heard it, and Browse, correct me if I'm wrong, he is an affront to all of your people, and you all hate him, including you. That's the way I heard it from you.
We hate him even more than you guys.
No. That's not
okay. Oh, because he's dragging your name down.
Exactly.
Because he's the most famous Armenian in Southern California, I think. That's why. So people think Armenian, they think him, and now, you know, he reflects poorly on everybody.
We have a strange way of picking interns here at K-Rock. You have to be somehow mentally challenged or physically challenged. One of the two. Like, we have Circus Vargas. Her parents are carnies. Her dad got shot out of a cannon or something like that, so automatically she's in.
Sure.
And Browse, of course, is named that because he's got paintbrushes over his eyes. And
beautiful paintbrushes, actually.
Sure, your mother tells you that all the time.
Yep.
He does make Adam Carolla look like a little hairless chihuahua. That's how hairy Browse is. And I don't know. Now, Browse, are you Armenian or are you Armenian American? You were born here in the United States, right?
I'm an American with Armenian descent. I like to call
I got you.
It.
Okay.
And how do you like working here?
Are you a self-loathing Armenian?
No.
Would you say you hate your own people?
Not hate, but I'm not proud of them at all times, you could say.
All right.
Well, that seems honest.
Bean's question, how do you like working here?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. No Armenians. Well, that's the best part. In all honesty.
Okay, so that's why I say self-loathing.
Now, here's a question I'm sure you get asked all the time, Browse, and that is, do you live east or west of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale?
The pride of my life is that I don't live in Glendale.
You don't?
I live in Montebello.
They let you in Montebello?
Yeah,
I didn't know they'd let you out of Glendale.
Wow.
Never lived in Glendale, never will.
That's weird.
Wow.
Hey, we got a relative of yours on the line, Browse. I don't know if you knew this was coming or not, but we actually have somebody calling in.
How you doing, bro? Hey, it's good, huh?
Is this Razmik?
Hey, it's Razmik Artunin, yeah. Hey, bro, how are you? Hey, Misak!
Hey.
Bro, how are you, baby?
Oh,
hey.
Love him. How are you?
What?
His cussing you out, Kevin.
Yeah,
what's he,
good. Good
what's
time,
he saying?
Huh?
Who is it?
My sack, what's he saying?
Hey, I'm his uncle. Oh,
you're his uncle. Okay.
Hey. Oh. I'm at my cell phone store in Glendale, you know.
Okay. Right. Now, is it Razmit? Is that the name?
Razmik. Resnick. All right. Resnick, how to you come down to my shop at 2-2-go, baby, huh?
What do you
like?
What
do you want? Cell phone, your Motorola, what you got? Singular?
We don't need a cell phone right now. Resnick, what did you think when you heard that a family member of yours was coming to work here at K-Rock?
No, I am so proud of Rouse. He's a good guy, you know? He does good stuff for the radio talk time. And we're so proud of him. I figure, you know, I'm a musician, you know?
You're a musician.
Bro. That's right, bro. I do music the times.
Okay.
I do good music, and I make song for him because we're so proud that he's going to be big radio star, bro. You know what I mean?
He just hit the microphone. And, I don't know.
Go ahead and just right hook, right to the microphone.
I don't know why he
good.
Did that, but okay.
Listeners love it.
He is. He's good that way.
You know, I say the other day I meet him, I almost, I'm thinking to myself, I make a song for Brows to show just how proud the whole family is. Hartunian family, we support you. And this is a song about you and your eyebrow, unibrow.
Okay, all right. And this is what's this called?
Brow Down.
Brow Down. Yeah. Now, K-Rock.
Okay, bro. How about I unbutton my shirt a little bit, huh? Smoke cigarette? Tell you where I'm coming from. Glendale!
Brow Down.
Glendale's my town.
Brow Down.
I love System of a Down.
Brow Down.
Because I'm Armenian, bro. Covered in hair and jewelry from head to toe. Drag car cologne ingrained in my chromosome. Come to my shop, I give you pager and a cell phone. Jewelry on my arm from the knuckle up. Hop in my BMW and then I buckle up. Cruising through Glendale, smoking cigarettes. Looking for my homeboys, bitch, or even better yet, a nice Armenian girl I can flirt with. Covered in fur, even when the bitch is shirtless. Check my breath, it smells something awful. I should have brushed my teeth after I had that falafel.
Hummus, kebab, shawarma, tabbouleh.
I have to shave my unibrow, it's getting unruly. And shave my back hair to keep it in check. My penis is so hairy that it has a pubic turtleneck. So brow down, Armenian pride. I slick back my hair as I cruise to the west side. Glendale Galleria, Armani Exchange. Gonna get a silk shirt within my price range. Marlboro cigarettes and cologne. Gonna go back to my shop and then I'll slang more cell phones. That's right, bro. You know what it's like. Life of Armenian player, huh? Hit that chorus one more time.
Brow down.
So keep a good dish of a duck.
What? Brow down.
Nishi deba deba, bro.
Brow down. What?
Mishaka vach neva deshu. Vake neva dos neva kai desh debos.
That's right.
I didn't, what was that last
part? Throw that last part.
Throw the G for Glendale. Throw the G, bro.
Browse, what was he saying at the end there? I didn't understand exactly what that
something
was.
Something about taking over the United States? I don't know.
No.
Quiet down, my son.
I spent the afternoon making a list of famous Armenians. Eric Bogosian, Andre Agassi, Jebby the Shark Tarkanian. That is all.
Let's dive into the Kevin and Bean email bag, shall we?
Dear Kevin, I just want to thank you for the new moment with. It had been a few months, and I actually thought you became good or quit drinking. But once again, you met your gold standard. Thanks, and keep up the good work, Matt.
He's back.
He's talking about, this.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
And okay. K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Sweet.
That's all right. Got a little confused there.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Yeah.
Look, you're giving the people what they want, man. You should be
exactly.
proud of that.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
People are disappointed if they don't get new moments with, because a lot of people like to use them on their ringtones.
We were talking about bad Mother's Day. Mother's Day gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this email from Philip. For 4 years in a row, we had bad Mother's Day. First, I broke my back.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
It's a spinal?
Then the next year, my father broke his leg. Next year, my brother-in-law broke his arm. My dog drowned in a pool after we got home for Mother's Day breakfast.
Oh, no.
What are they doing on Mother's Day?
I don't know. 4 years in a row, though.
They party.
Yes, they do. They go off on Mother's Day.
Dear Kevin and Bean, this email from Samantha begins, "You guys are ruining my life. I met a new friend about a month ago, very close. Her name happens to be Anna. Unfortunately, every time I mention her name, my dad says,
Anna,
in the store, while we're eating, during family night, when I'm sleeping. I can't even get a good night's sleep because of you guys. When Anna came to hang out with me at my house, my dad went crazy with,
Anna, Anna, Anna.
Now she's scared of my dad. She doesn't even want to be my friend anymore. Anna was the first friend that my dad let me have since he stopped worrying about the fact that she might be a zombie. Now you've ruined the normal life that I'm trying to have.
Anna.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't think we can help you with that. Sorry.
This one came to Bean. It's a post office question.
Oh, wow.
Bean, as you know, is obsessed with the post office. Bean, I know you're a lover of all that's post office related. I was curious if you know the answer to my question. It's to my understanding that the mailing address or the if the mailing address or the postage is wrong, a letter would be returned to the return address label.
Mm-hmm.
What if I dropped a letter in the mailbox with improper postage and addressed it to myself, but put the return address as my friend's address? So in other words, the return address, they would send it back to whoever he's trying to send it to.
Seems like it would work.
Would my friend then get the letter? Thanks, and don't forget not to buy gas on the 15th.
I answered his question, and yeah, it absolutely worked. I don't know why you would bother putting improper postage on it, though. You should put no postage on it. There's no reason to put a stamp on it if you just are trying to get it returned.
Right.
However, I will suggest to you that that is mail fraud, and if you were found out, there could be serious consequences.
Yeah.
I don't recommend doing it. I don't recommend doing it, but it would work.
How do they find out if he's not putting stamps on
it? I suppose if he did like 50 of them, they would figure it out.
Yeah.
But
yeah, if you could probably get away with it a couple of times, but they do keep an eye out for stuff like that because obviously you're not the first person to have thought of that. Dear Kevin and Bean, says Kevin from Tracy, California, listens to us on the internet. Guys, if you can put sound clips up on the website, then you can add them to iTunes podcasts. Quit being lazy and get it done. I moved and I don't get your show up here in Northern California, and the morning radio sucks. The biggest morning show up here did a bit on Friday. What's your guilty pleasure food? And people were calling in saying things like tacos or pizza or Ben and Jerry's because the fatties love their ice cream. Frankly, the radio here really sucks. Let's get a hand in, gentlemen. We've got a problem here and it needs fixing. Look into adding it. And if there's anything I can do to help, just let me know, Kevin and Bean. After all, I'm there for you. You complete me, Kevin and Bean. Can we spoon? Hold hands briefly under the pale moonlight? What about butterfly kisses? Kevin, Tracy, California. Look, I only wanted to read this because I'm sure other people have thought of this. This was the last radio station in the world to get a website, okay? Then we were the last radio station in the world to begin streaming.
And we don't do it well.
And we still don't do that well. We're at least 5 years away from podcasting, okay? So just back off the keyboard. It's K-Rock, for God's sakes. We move at a glacial pace. You're lucky you can even hear us this morning.
Podcasting will be well dead before we ever get to it. So,
absolutely.
Dear Kevin, I just want to start off by saying I love your show. I've been a listener for many years. You guys really help me get through the morning with good laughs. I'm from Diamond Bar. I have a question to ask. Do you think it's a good idea for me to get a boob job? I am a 34C right now, and I'd like bigger boobs.
What? Why are you even reading the rest of the email? After, is it okay for me to get a boob job? That's all you need to hear.
I used to be a small 34D, but after working out and attending kickboxing class, they've shrunk a bit. My boyfriend says they're perfect the way they are, but of course he's supposed to say that is my boyfriend. If I were to get them done, I'd totally send you guys pictures. I'd love some feedback. Thanks, and keep up the good work.
Wow. She's talking to the wrong audience.
Here's
if she
thing.
Wants objectivity.
Normally, 34C is fine, and you would never recommend. But how she says, I started exercising and they shrunk a lot, leads me to believe she's a big, fat person. And if she's fat, then you need to go to, like, E or something to even out your body. Because you can't have your belly stick out more than your boobies. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. She's a big, fat cow. She needs bigger boobs.
Okay. All right. I'll go with that.
So we're back to yes.
So not only are we insulting her by saying she needs bigger boobs, but she's a fat cow.
Right. I mean, if she's a thin girl.
If
she's a thin girl, then no way.
All right.
I was going to vote yes just based on the fact that she was going to send us pictures after she got them, but then Mike kind of, you know, took the air out of that theory because now I don't want the pictures. So
well, see,
we don't know
that yet. We can't be a judge of this until we see pictures
to
begin
with. Do you want befores?
Yes.
I think we need befores.
Okay.
Befores
yeah.
and
if
after.
If you want a real decision from us, we need befores.
Good idea.
Okay.
All right, and one more, going back to the emo topic that we had a few days ago. Dear Bean, I grew up in the wonderful Chicago music scene, and most of my life was there before moving to Los Angeles. Unfortunately, like you guys were discussing this week, the emo kids are starting to take over with their music and dress, and it was very disappointing to see that happen in Chicago as well. What hurt the most, though, and this is something we didn't really bring up at the time we had the discussion, what hurt the most is that for some effing reason, some of these emo girls are really, really hot. But you'd have an easier time trying to talk to a dead girl than holding a conversation with one of them, unless you really hate your father, and unless your pants are so tight that you can see what religion you are. So we may have to revisit emo girls coming up here. And we also are planning an emo joke day very soon here on the Kevin and Bean Show, too, because there are plenty of those. But until then, just keep this advice in mind from the Kevin and Bean Show.
Emo, get him!
I don't know if you've seen this or not, but nudist camps apparently are getting a little upset that they don't have enough young members. It's getting a little old.
Well, yeah, because they're naked. You'd want young people, wouldn't you?
They want 20 and 30-somethings, but apparently there's a group in Kissimmee, Florida. It's called the American Association for Nude Recreation, and it represents about 270 clubs and resorts in North America. It estimates that more than 90% of its 50,000 members are over 35. And if they say they're over 35, you know that means 55.
Right. So if a young person were to accidentally walk in, the first time they see grandpa and grandma naked, that's it. They say, we're out. We're not going to have any part of this.
Sure.
So it's a real challenge to try to get young people in there. And we thought, let's find out more about this, because I know there are some fans of the nudist colonies out there maybe thinking about this. Kyle Langford is on the line. He's the PR spokesperson for the AANR. Kyle, what's the AANR? What's that stand for, sir?
That's the American Association for Nude Recreation.
Okay. Okay. And do we have that right?
I'm not sure what
that means.
Is my time up?
No. Not yet.
Is it over?
I apologize for that, sir.
That's okay.
Now, the description that Kevin gave.
We don't call them nudist colonies any longer.
Oh, you don't?
Oh.
I appreciate it's not really your fault. That's a common misnomer. It's an archaic term, really. We don't use anymore because it makes us sound like we're all a bunch of hippies.
Right.
And that's
okay.
Just not the case. So just nude recreation resorts.
New recreation resort. Okay, fine. Now, Kevin gave the example in Kissimmee, Florida, that 90% of the people who go there are over 35 years old. Is that pretty much the trend nationwide as well?
That figure you quoted there, that is for nationwide.
Nationwide, okay.
We figure in of our 50,000 members of the AANR, about 90% are 35 and older. And that's about 270 different clubs and resorts all across North America.
How many people, have you done the study, how many people are, say, 65 and over?
We got eight.
Eight, okay.
Yeah.
Just check. Okay.
Mostly between 35 and 55 seems to be the general number. And
okay.
We represent clubs all over North America. I'm the PR spokesperson for the AANR, but I also am a chairman and president. I also own my own nude recreation resort here in Liberty, New York called Skintopia.
Skintopia?
Yes. And
I like that.
We are looking to... we're looking to bring young people into the wonderful world of nudism, because it's not a sexual thing at all. It's just being comfortable with your body and communing with nature in a way that God intended. And that's the story we're trying to tell young people, to bring them in and have them experience it for themselves.
Yeah, I'd like to suggest that it's only not sexual if you're not hot.
Well, that certainly is your opinion.
No,
you're entitled to it.
All
but I think if you were to visit one of our camps, you'd recognize that it's an amazing experience to be out there amongst nature. We have a year-round facility here in Liberty, New York. Sometimes it gets a little chilly in the dead of winter, but we're out there anyway. We take precautions. You can't be totally nude when it's 30-35 degrees out. So we provide our members with ball muffs to make sure that their privates stay warm. And for the ladies, of course, there's muffs.
Really? And those are free of charge.
Oh, yeah. They come with it. You'll find there's a lot of inclusive entertainment when you come to one of these resorts. Most everything is included. You don't really need a lot if you're naked.
Right.
Mostly just water and fruit juice to keep yourself hydrated. We know the young people like to listen to music often while they're out there communing with nature. So now we've got anal pods, MP3 players that fit snugly in your butt.
Did you say anal pods?
Yeah, you find it's there's no place to clip it onto, really, when you're out there taking a hike in the nude. There's no place to put your iPod, so we've just got a holster that fits right in your rectum.
Oh, dear God, no.
No, we use the minis. Don't get crazy. I mean,
it's
a small one. You don't get a big, big MP3 up there.
Yeah, you know, with a full-size video iPod. That's not what you
need. Yeah, you start getting cramping.
Well, I mean, that's the kind of technology, as you say, that young people like. Maybe they're more likely to go on a nude hike if they can take their music with them, I understand.
That's where we're trying to open things up for the young people. We don't want this to become... a gated community of assisted living. We want young people coming in, enjoying all the activities. Nude paintball is very popular with the young people.
Oh, nude paintball.
Oh, that sounds like it would hurt.
Yeah. Aim high. Aim high is all we say. You got nude lawn darts for those who are more adventurous.
Ow.
Okay.
We've stopped doing the leapfrog, though.
What happened?
We had an accident up here at Skintopia. A couple guys were playing, and one guy came up short. And he wasn't short at all. In fact, he was quite long, and he was leaping over a fella, and the next thing you know...
No!
Yeah, I don't think...
Well, they live in Canada now. They're married. So things turned out okay for them, but some of the other guests were not too happy at all.
I can imagine, yeah.
We also have a homosexual section of the area. If you're concerned about... same-sex gawking or any of that kind of stuff. We do keep the sexualities are sectioned off, so there's the hetero side and the homosexual side to keep everybody happy.
Okay, good.
Okay.
There's a full bar over there on the gay side, too. we just turned the bar stools upside down. You can seat four. Seat four in one section there.
Very
when
popular.
When you turn the bar stool upside
That's
down.
That's not a good visual, I have to be honest.
Not a good visual.
No.
It's even less pleasant to experience.
I imagine, yeah.
So I suggest you stay away from that.
Okay.
Unless you had a lot of drinks, and then who knows. Sometimes you're open for things you wouldn't ordinarily be.
I guess so, yeah.
But we've lost more anal pods that way, I'll tell you.
Is that right?
The MP3 player gets up there, and next thing you know, you're just on shuffle in your butt and your bowel.
Which, sounds like trouble.
Nobody wants that.
Shuffle in your bowel, by the way, opening up for the weenie roast.
Yes, they are.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Plus, we have Dick's tickets. Dick's tickets.
Wow.
We have Ducks tickets. Ducks. They're the Ducks. They're not the Dicks.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I guess everybody does love Dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true.
That's good times right there. It's Kevin Beach on K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ, 650. Ralph, before you get into the showbiz beat.
What?
Did enough people die for you on Heroes last night?
No.
Really?
Not
enough?
Enough.
Okay, because there were a few.
Well, the DL was the only one I could think of. The brother who walked through walls.
What about Ted?
Oh, yeah. Well, he had to go.
Yeah.
What about Christopher?
No, that's a different show.
What about Christopher? Good point.
And Eric Roberts, too. Bye-bye.
And Eric Roberts. That's right. That was the other one. Yeah, three last night. That's quite a casualty count for a show, is to lose three regular cast members.
You know what I'm thinking now, Parkman?
Boom! That's what you're thinking. Bolt through your brain. Oh, it was so good last night. Heroes. Did everybody watch Heroes?
I didn't. No, I taped
it.
What's
wrong with you people? I can't tell you. I can't wait a minute. I had to be there right away and watch the whole thing, top to bottom. The minute it hits the air, I cannot wait.
I was playing poker, so we were in
And I can't house. Wait for next Monday. The finale is just going to be freaking awesome. Because Siler now has got the boom power. He's got
He's
got nuclear power because he ate Ted's brain.
So he can eat people's brains and he has nuclear power.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got them all now. He's got super hearing. He's got the super cold. He's got the nuclear power. He's got levitation. He can melt metal. He's a force to be reckoned with. But Sulu kicked some ass last night.
Oh, was he great? Was that the greatest thing he'd ever done? That was so awesome.
Hero's dad?
Yeah.
Sulu?
Yeah, Lieutenant Sulu?
Yeah. You find out that he's been watching his son the whole time to make sure that he's worthy of rocking the powers. And then teaches him how to be a samurai.
No kidding.
There's sword fighting and whatnot.
There are people who don't watch this show who think we are just complete idiots.
Right? No, that sounds crazy. Sounds good.
Sounds crazy. It was just such a good episode last night. My favorite part of the whole thing, though, was Milo Ventimiglia.
Yeah.
Who plays Peter Petrelli on the show?
Right.
He's doing a little teaser in between things. Like, if you'd like to see some outtakes from Heroes, tune into NBC.com. And thanks for watching Heroes. And he's talking to the camera, and he's got a giant Sylar gash across his forehead as if his head's being opened up by Sylar. He's just chatting into the. And there's like, hey, dude, you got a little something right there. Your brain's leaking out of your skull.
Skull problem.
Might want to see a doctor about that. Could they clean him up before they threw him in for the promo?
No.
Just a handy wipe or something would have cleaned him right up. Anyway, good stuff last night on Heroes. Let's take a look at the. News about show business, shall we?
I'm just
blown away by this Maxim Hot 100 list.
Because it's dumb?
Every year, Maxim magazine, which can often just be a total BS magazine, releases their Hot 100 list of the hottest 100 women in entertainment. And invariably, they just piss me off.
Well, our theory for a long time has been, who do we have photos left laying around the studio that we haven't used yet? Okay, let's put them on the list.
Yeah, and this one is no exception. Here's your top 10. From 10 to 1 of the women Maxim says are the hottest 100.
Number 10.
Fergie, Black Eyed Peas.
Number 9.
Eva Longoria, number 9.
Oh. Number 8.
Rihanna.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah. Number 7.
No problem with the bottom of the top 10. Eva Mendez, number 7.
Oh. Number 6.
Allie Larder, speaking of heroes, looking very fly last night.
Yeah.
Number 5.
Jessica Biel.
Oh.
Fifth on the list. Keep in mind now as we get into the top 5, Jessica Biel's number 5.
Mm. Number 4.
Christina Aguilera. Skanky, dirty, sexy, not necessarily the hottest.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there.
Number 3.
I want a banger, but, you know. Scarlett Johansson, third on the list.
Nope.
Well,
I'm out.
Kevin doesn't accept any list that she's not number 1 on.
I'm out. Sorry. Forget that.
Number 2.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 2 on the list.
So there is no number 1 then. They just named it number 2, right?
There is one woman they consider to be hotter than Jessica Alba.
Wow. Rosie O'Donnell.
They're wrong then.
Oh, wait till you hear.
Number 1.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
What?
That's bullshit.
Lindsay Firecrotch Lohan.
Lindsay,
I mean, hottest, hottest, they claim, hottest.
She's attractive.
Cute. Hot. Of course. Hot 100 hottest.
But hotter than, you know, Scarlett Johansson and Jessica Alba? That's crazy.
Yeah, there's madness afoot. Listen to where some of these other actresses and singers landed on the 100 list, okay? Angelina Jolie only made it to 12.
Okay.
Maria Sharapova, by the way, 17th on the list. Keira Knightley and Kate Beckinsale, 20 and 21st, respectively. Carmen Electra, 28th.
Wow.
Rebecca Romijn, 30th. These are all women they put way below Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
In Rebecca Romijn's defense, that's pretty high for a dude.
What? She's not
that. She's
in
Ugly Betty. She plays a
woman
I'm
not up on my Ugly Betty trivia.
I don't watch it either, but
because
my wife told me.
I have a penis.
I don't watch it, but I heard that she's a transsexual.
All about it. You know all about it.
That's all I know about it.
She plays a transsexual.
That's because you have a vajayjay.
But there's never been a transsexual that looks better than her, or even closer.
That's the point. If she's a tranny, then just bring it on. That's what I say.
No way.
Rose McGowan, 44th on the list.
Well, because she's got the leg missing. I think that's... Sure. She'd take points off for that.
It never ends, Great does it, Bean? Dave King Mexico is beside himself. Kristen Bell, 46th on the list.
Oh, that's crazy.
Gonna believe it. She's 46. Not for you.
Lindsay Lohan. Come on.
Gonna get on my cell phone and call someone.
Hi, this is Kristen Bell, and you're listening to the Dave the King of Mexico show on the world-famous K-Rock.
No,
that's
not at all,
bullshit.
Yes, it is. Catherine McPhee, 47th on the list.
Oh, that's you got to take that personally, Ralph.
Mandy Moore, 48th on the list.
Mandy Moore should be higher.
Salma Hayek is 90th.
Come on.
90th.
They have to make these lists outrageous so people talk about them.
Well,
I'm guessing.
They got me. They got my hackles up.
Because Lindsay Lohan, come on.
I'm steaming mad.
That deal.
Sylvester Stallone's in trouble down in Australia. He had to go in front of a judge in Australia. Actually, he didn't. He was supposed to be there testifying via video conferencing, satellite link up, but it didn't work out, so just his lawyers were representing him. But he pled guilty for bringing in vials of human growth hormones during his recent visit there to promote Rocky Balboa. 48 different vials he brought in, and they were not pleased with him. Turns out they have a law against that sort of thing. He's also been slapped with a charge of possessing testosterone. So he had testosterone and HGH. He will be sentenced on Monday. Potentially, he could get 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $50,000. That's Australian dollars, too, man.
Wow,
that's
like, is that a lot?
$14 billion.
What is likely to be his sentence? That's the worst he can get, but what's likely to happen?
He's going to have to blow into a didgeridoo, throw a boomerang, and pet a koala. I think that's what he'll be reduced to. See, because he's in Australia.
Uh-huh. It's not as bad.
J.K. Rowling may have another Harry Potter books in the works,
really?
Sort of.
I thought this last one was it.
This is it.
Yeah, looks like she's going to do an eighth book, but it's going to be an encyclopedia. Which is all the characters and words and stuff from the Harry Potter series in one
That doesn't sound like a good read.
Convenient little book. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. She could just poop in between two covers and slap Harry Potter on the front of it, and it would sell 14 billion copies. So she's just going to make some more cash.
What the hell?
She's already got two other reference books, Harry Potter reference books that are bestsellers, Quidditch Through the Ages and Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
That's bullshit.
So she will be rich for many, many years to come.
The publishing world is just so depressed that Harry Potter's going away, that this is going to be, you know, the last of the books, because they bring so many people into bookstores. I mean, it helps the whole industry. It's not just her books that sell when people go to buy that. They buy other stuff, too.
Absolutely.
It's like a hot Christmas toy, you know?
Looks like Kevin may have a shot with Scarlett Johansson after all.
That's right. Don't forget it.
Apparently, she's on the lookout for a man.
A man, Kevin.
Oh, that's true.
Dare you.
That's a strike against him. She says she's on the lookout for a good man with what she calls the full picture.
Thank you.
And that includes a healthy confidence.
Thank you.
She says a man who's very confident can make someone who might not ordinarily have lit her spark much more attractive. Kevin has nothing if not confidence.
Inexplicably, but...
Yes, exactly.
That's why I'm drawn to people like the Armenian comedian.
Much more so than he should have, quite frankly. She also... Oh, ooh, I didn't read this far.
What?
I'm sorry. She likes brains in a man. She likes him smart. Oh,
this is just a carefully crafted character that I play
close.
On the
That
radio.
Was so close, Kevin. You had a shot, and then they took it all away.
You are a tremendous actor, if that's true, Kevin, because I've never seen you break character in all these years.
No.
On or off the air.
Would you watch this reality TV show? Apparently a producer is putting Joey Buttafuoco and Amy Fisher back together again.
Yes.
Why would you watch that? Psycho Mike, why would you watch that?
Because of it's a train wreck factor. I mean, he's just unbelievable. You can't even parody the guy. Yeah, and she got shot in the face by his lover. And
no, Amy was the one who pulled the trigger.
She shot his wife.
This is the teenage lover that shot his
wife.
Oh,
wait. Oh, no, not his wife.
No, they're putting Amy and Joey back together again.
To do what?
Oh, I can watch that even more.
Apparently, the reality show producer is hoping romantic sparks will fly again between the two.
Oh,
and they can capture
my God.
I would watch that even
Both
more.
Both of them are in marriages that are dissolving even as we speak.
There's a better shot that bullets will be flying than sparks will be flying, quite frankly. So I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. But, there you go.
Guys, does there ever come a time where you let people go out of the news, like you don't have to keep them famous for the rest of their lives? Can't we just remember them fondly the way they were and move on to new people?
I'm not remembering Joey Buttafuoco.
Remember that fondly.
Remember him
fondly?
But why bring him back, though, is what I'm saying. Let it die.
Because someone will watch.
That's what Amy Fisher said, but she pulled the trigger, by the way.
Yeah,
let it die. And here's the power of television. Last Sunday, Sopranos, when Christopher had the nose hold of death. He was talking about how much he loved the soundtrack from The Departed, the Martin Scorsese movie The Departed.
Right?
Yeah, that was weird.
So he pops that into the CD player while he and Tony are driving along there. It's really not weird because it's a movie about the mob.
I know,
and so,
but
you know, sort of a
you don't see that kind of
tongue-in-cheek joke.
Yeah,
there.
I guess.
Well, here's the thing. Enough people watch The Sopranos that it spiked sales of The Departed soundtrack on Amazon.com. On Sunday morning, it was at 33. That's where it was on the bestseller list on Amazon.com. By Monday morning, after the episode had aired on the HBO, it had risen to number 16.
Wow.
Shot right up the charts because people said, ooh, Christopher likes The Departed soundtrack. I should get it, too, before...
That's weird.
My cousin holds my nose and makes me die. So, there you go. That's the power of television
That's
right
funny.
There.
Good times.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Jamie Lynn Sigler, speaking of The Sopranos, she celebrates her 26th birthday today.
She's hot this year, by the way.
She looks good.
Yeah.
She put a little weight on. She looks very delicious. David Krumholtz, he plays Charlie over there on Numbers. He is 29 years old today. He was in the Pick of Destiny, Tenacious D movie.
Yep.
So I was down there working the red carpet. I had a chance to chat with this guy. Really nice guy. Very nice guy. And Nicholas Hammond, you may not know the name. But you probably don't know the actor either. However, the reason I bring him up is
and we've never heard of anything he's been in either.
You have. He was the first actor ever to play Spider-Man. He was in a TV series in the 70s called The Amazing Spider-Man, and he played Spider-Man. So I thought in lieu of the huge popularity Spider-Man 3 is enjoying right now, he was the star of the TV series Spider-Man.
Yeah. Wait, his name was Lou?
No. Nicholas Hammond was his name. A little trivia, it was also Friedrich in Sound of Music. Anything else about Nicholas Hammond?
Nope.
I think we're covered.
If you've never seen the series, try to find it on DVD. It's hilarious. When they got a stuntman in a Spider-Man costume tied to a cable, and they're pulling him up the side of a building like he can walk up the building, it's very, very entertaining, I promise you.
The guy showed what he's made of, and it's mostly heart.
It's true. Mostly cable. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, we have tickets to the Ducks playoff game tonight.
The Dicks.
The who?
The Dicks. Right. Listen, let me play this.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Plus, we have Dicks tickets.
Dicks tickets.
Dicks tickets.
I did that one.
We have Ducks tickets. Ducks. They're the Ducks. They're not the Dicks. Yeah.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Not anymore. So the Dicks tickets, we have next, they're playing the Red Wings and...
Wangs. The Red Wangs.
The Red Wangs,
yes.
Sure. And it's tonight. It's game three.
Wow.
So we have tickets for you to go. If you want to call right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll play a little game with you next so that you can earn them right after.
So tonight's an important game for the Anaheim Ducks. They are tied 1-1 in the Western Conference Finals on their road to the Stanley Cup with the Detroit Red Wings. I got to tell you, I know we have some people on hold and people are calling 1-800-520-1067. If you are not a hockey fan... And or you cannot make it tonight, do not call because this is a very, very precious ticket and we are going to debut a new game right now to give the tickets away.
Well, I made a mistake yesterday and called the Ducks the Dicks. And so we've got a new game based on that called You Don't Know Dick.
You don't know Dick.
Now do you.
You don't know Dick.
Now do you.
You don't know Dick.
Now do you.
You don't know Dick.
Or do you?
There's no way you know much Dick.
Dick!
Very excited to welcome the host of our new game. Ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President of the United States has joined us, Mr. Dick Cheney.
Good morning, Mr. Vice President.
Me, Cheney. me, Cheney. So,
Mr. Cheney, first of all, welcome to the studios. It's an honor to have you in the building, sir.
So?
Okay. So what we're doing is we're giving away Dick's tickets, as Kevin calls them. They're actually the Ducks. Hockey tickets for tonight, Mr. Vice President. And you have some questions that we have prepared for you that are all famous Dicks. We're going to read the questions, and then the listeners are going to try to identify the person named Richard or Dick that you are talking about. If they're right, they go into the drawing to win the tickets. Do I have that correct, sir?
So.
All right. Let's just assume we do and move along to contestant number one, shall we?
All right.
If they're right, they'll hear this sound. And if they're wrong, they'll hear this sound.
Shotgun.
All right. Oh, nice. Wow. You brought an actual weapon.
Brought my shotgun out.
All right.
Bob in Westwood, good morning.
Okay, guys. How you doing?
Very good. Thank
hey,
you.
Bob.
Bob's already thrown. Bob's confused.
Well, it's tough. There's a lot of pressure being on the phone with the Vice President of the United States. All right, Bob, listen up. Here's Mr. Cheney with the first question.
Bob, in a very suspicious relationship, Batman shaved his cave with Robin, and as Bruce Wayne, he shared his home with this teenager.
And that would be Dick Grayson.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Well,
congratulations, Bob.
Homos.
Hold on.
Well, we don't know that.
Pinko commie, right. Leftist, democratic homos.
Bob is in the running. Let's move along and talk to Gene in Riverside. Hey, Gene, you're on with the Vice President. Listen up. Here's your question to see if you know Dick.
Gene, this legendary TV star also made movies like Mary Poppins and the recent smash hit Night at the Museum.
Answer has Dick in it.
It's famous Dick.
Legendary TV star is a
Mary Poppins.
You don't know Dick.
Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum. Ooh, Gene. Sorry,
time's up.
Sorry. Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Sure.
Thank you, though.
My daughter's favorite actor.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Juan and Zet.
Kevin hasn't gotten it yet. He will.
I got it.
Give him a second. He'll get it.
I got it.
Just give him a minute.
Juan and Santa Ana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Juan.
See, Juan, because the Vice President's daughter is a lesbian, so her favorite... never mind. All right, Juan, listen up. Here's... see if you know your Dick.
Literature's most famous whale was also the inspiration for a tiny little K-rock artist.
Answer has Dick in the title.
Famous whale might be a clue there for you, Juan. I don't know how many you can think of, but this one's the right answer.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh,
so part of the name of a tiny little K-Rock artist. Little wee fella.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's Moby Dick.
That would be Moby Dick.
Yeah. I don't know many famous literary whales.
No, I thought that was a giveaway pretty much.
It helps you narrow it down there.
Our listeners
Some smoke. People thought Oliver Twist, I'm sure. But
Mark and Tusty, good morning.
Oh, good luck on this one.
Here's your question for you. Don't know Dick.
Commie Pinkos often said of this late, great Republican president that you should dick him before he dicks you.
Richard Nixon.
Nicely done.
Hey,
dick
well
Nixon.
Done, Mark.
Oh,
I
miss Dick.
Nicely done.
I miss Dick Nixon. I love Dick.
All right, hold on.
Oh. I'm sorry, say it again, Mr. Cheney.
I love Dick.
Okay.
Patrick in Placentia, good morning.
Good morning.
Patrick, this comedian keeps falling off and on the wagon. And you don't even want to know what he does with his little brown ring.
Oh.
Man. We've had him on the show several times.
Sang a song called Little Brown Ring.
Did,
where that
yes.
came from.
Comedian with a drinking problem.
I don't know this one.
Sorry.
Can I get the Dick Van Dyke one?
Nope.
Yeah, sure. We'll give you that question.
Sorry, that's passed.
Andy Dick.
Andy Dick.
Andy
right?
Dick.
Andy
would be
Dick.
The name
is who you're looking
Andy
for.
Dick.
Thank you for the call.
You bring quite an energy to the studio when you visit, Mr. Vice President. I didn't realize what a party guy you were.
People say I'm dynamic.
Melanie in Fullerton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Melanie, do you know Dick?
Well,
I bet she
yeah,
does.
Yes, I do.
I bet you do.
Let's find out. Listen up. Here's your question again. We're playing for Ducks tickets.
This former TV star now makes dog food. He should have called it Eat Is Enough.
What?
Eat Is Enough. It's a takeoff on the name of the show he was in.
And he's a TV star that now makes dog food. That should narrow it down.
It's very popular.
Okay, well, so if Eat Is Enough is the show.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
The show he was in. Yeah. You're working it through. I like it.
So the actor that has Dick in the title would be...
An actor named Dick who was on Eight Is Enough.
Is all we're really asking.
For many, many years.
Sorry.
Oh, Melanie. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, I only have Dick Tracy stuck in my head.
Yeah, yeah. Not, Dick Tracy. It's not him.
Not so much him.
He was what a about comic book Dick character. Van Patten? Dick what Van about Patten. Dick Van Patten is the yeah. answer, Melanie?
Nice. He hasn't been on TV for 75 years.
Yeah, except for commercials for his dog food that run every night.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
Yeah, that's that.
Dick, what do you think of the educational system in our country based on the phone calls you've taken here today?
I think a lot of children have been left behind.
All right, Kevin in Riverside, good morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
Thank you. We're good, thank you. Welcome to You Don't Know Dick.
And apparently they don't, by the way.
Yeah, they don't, is the answer.
You know, it's just not New Year's Eve until this multi-talented stroke victim counts us down.
Dick Clark.
Yes!
Thank your friend.
Yeah, no help there. Yeah. Dick Clark, the guy next to you said.
Grange, he said.
All right, so far, if I'm counting, guys, we have Bob, Mark, and Kevin are all in the running. You want to try one more, see if we get one more contestant in the running for the tickets here?
Let's take a morning to Frank in Ontario. Hi, Frank.
Hey, guys. What's going on, Lisa May?
Hey, Frank.
You don't know Dick. That's what's going on.
All right, Frank. You can't avoid this sportscaster during the NCAA March Madness, baby.
Drives me out of my mind. Hate him.
Not Dick Ebersol.
Can't avoid him. It's all over the NCAA. Baby.
As baby.
Baby.
Mr. Cheney, is there anything you get excited about?
March Madness.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Frank?
Sorry, guys. Dick Ebersol's the only one I can...
Ow. Sorry.
Dick right. Vitale.
Dick Vitale.
Dick Vitale.
Vitale. Yeah. Right.
Thank you, Frank.
Vitale.
Okay.
One more or what?
We could do one more real quick. Yeah. Saucy.
Oh, Saucy.
In Mission Viejo.
That was my nickname in college.
Your nickname was Saucy?
Saucy. All
right. Are you there, Saucy? Okay.
All right. Saucy, when you were learning to read, you probably read this book about this borderline retarded brother and sister combo. When you're learning to read, this famous book you read when you're learning to read.
Saucy, can you try to speak up a little bit for us?
Dick and Jane.
Dick and Jane, yes.
There you go. Okay, well done.
I would have put a lot of money against her.
I would have, too.
No way was
not
she
sure anyone bothered to teach her how to read. I'm not sure if that was an issue or not.
Lisa?
All okay. right. Bob, Saucy, Mark, Kevin. By the way, I understand we may have two pair of tickets to see the Ducks tonight versus the Red Wings. So we'll get two winners here for you. Lisa?
So?
Saucy and Mark.
Saucy. You got the tickets for tonight, Saucy. Way to go. Hold on. And Mark in Tustin, congratulations, you're going as well.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Lisa.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dick.
So.
Right now, though, Kevin Amin Afroline is on the air.
323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day. Even if you're at a baseball game and things aren't going well for you, you do have to sometimes look someplace else for entertainment.
Hey, Kevin Amin, I'm here at the Dodger game. The Dodgers are losing 7-0, but it's all right because I've just seen a family of midgets. Damn, it's great.
Sometimes
well, that
the
was midget night at Dodger Stadium. They're giving them away. The first 20,000 people all got a midget.
I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it's a giveaway.
Today is the 15th of May.
I believe today is the day you're not supposed to buy gas. I don't need gas, but I'm going to buy gas anyways. Idiots.
Good for you.
He's got that'll three quarters us. Of a tank, but he's going to top it off.
So let me get this right. If we don't fill up our gas tanks, Paris Hilton will be set free?
I'm not sure that's how it works, but let me check and get back to you.
I think so. We played the game, How Will Kevin Get to Weenie?
Well, I don't know about everybody else, but I really thought he was going to be riding a midget to Weenie Room CCS stuff. I think they get better mileage, don't they?
I think that is true, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Guy called back from the Dodger game. Remember it was 7-0?
Hey, Kevin and Bean, the Dodgers are losing by 8 now, and the midgets just went up the stairs. Damn, it's great to see him walk later.
Midgets don't have to drink much beer out of Dodger game either,
true.
Do they, to get toasted?
It's a thimbleful. That's about it. This guy is doing his, you know the song Shoes that we play occasionally here?
Sure.
From YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs. Boobs.
That's the way it should go, right? Very, very important DVD release today.
Yo, did you know that Stomp the Yard was coming out on DVD? Oh. Man, where are you from?
Where are you
Today's
from?
Today's the day, all
yes.
right.
Stomp the Yard. People get out and buy it. Where are you from?
That's right.
I have one word to say for one very special K-Rock listener. Moist.
Aww.
She just went to her niece.
She
Thank
did.
You. I'm not sure we whole. I'm not sure we heard the entire part of this joke that we need. But.
And then the black guy says, "Well, hey, where are you putting your finger?"
Duan called saying the In-N-Out theme because he wants to work at In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out, In-N-Out, that's what me and Lisa May are all about.
That's nice.
Look what he did there.
That's quite a touch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, what a romantic.
Hey, Lisa, just calling about your freakishly large G-spot. You know, we haven't heard anything about that lately. I heard that you were walking down the hallway the other day, and Kat Corbett walked by you, and your G-spot jumped out and ate her.
Yeah, that happened. And we all started throwing dollar bills. That happened. It was very cool. Lovely.
Of course, Paris Hilton is getting all the attention with going to jail, but there's another celebrity in trouble with the law. Ralph reported earlier this morning that Sylvester Stallone has pled guilty to importing human growth hormones into Australia. And I have many, many questions about this story, so we asked producer Lightning to line up Sly himself, Academy Award-winning Sylvester Stallone, on the phone with us right now. Hey, Sly.
Yo, how are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
Well, I've been better, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a little rough right now because, you know, I've got some problems.
Yeah.
Right.
Apparently, you got arrested for bringing in human growth hormone into Australia, and you've pled guilty to that.
Yeah, I was in Australia, and I took some medicine, you know, that right. I need.
48 vials in 5 boxes.
Yeah, well, I'm very sick, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't look sick at all.
I got a, you know, like I'm a mental condition, you know?
You have a mental condition.
You're like a mentally irregular, you know what I'm saying?
And you take human growth hormone for that?
Yeah, it makes me, it just makes me, never mind. It makes me big, that's all. It gives me big muscles.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we thought. But here's what I don't understand. You were going down to Australia to promote your movie, which means I can't imagine you were there for more than a few days to do some TV and some radio interviews, maybe show up at the red carpet. Why do you need 48 vials of HGH to get you through the week down under?
Well, you know, I'm 60 years old, you know?
Right.
I'm not the man I used to be.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't ever ask you guys to stop being women, okay?
What?
So I'm asking you, please, please. Don't ask me to stop being a man, you know?
Okay, I don't know what that means, but we're not the ones.
You don't know what it means?
I'm saying we're
I'll
not.
I'll fight the fight, that's what it means. You want to fight the stupid fight?
No.
I'll fight
we're
the
not.
Court and fight.
We don't have a
I'll
fight.
I'll go to court, I'll fight the fight.
Okay, but we don't.
Smash it inside of my head, it's going to happen to me.
We're not involved
like
in this.
My house stinks.
What?
I'm sorry, I just flashing back there for a minute, you know?
You think that's the human growth hormones?
It could be.
Yeah.
That or the testosterone, right. You know?
Yeah, you're busted with that, too.
It's testosterone, you know, sometimes, you know, make you a little
angry.
A little angry, yeah. You know? Sometimes I get angry.
Yeah,
sure.
Can't control it. Sometimes it just happens.
Yeah.
Right, I understand.
It makes you want to punch somebody in the face, you know?
Okay, well, let's calm down.
You got a big mouth, you know that?
But we didn't.
You got a big mouth, Mr. T. You think you're so tough? No. You're a bad man, right? I'll fight the fight, and I'll fight the stinking fight.
Did you call us Mr. T?
Oh, sorry, man. I just.
It's not us.
I think a little crazy, you know, I can't
another
help myself.
Flashback.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing sometimes. It just really gets me going, and I can't. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
What's happening?
Sly?
Yeah, guys, it's time for me to get another shot of hormone. I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, I got a little small. I'm about 98 pounds right now.
It goes down that fast?
Hold on, I gotta shoot up here. Oh, yeah, that's right, baby. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah, that's much better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's better. Hey, it's Adrian!
Wow!
Look at my penis! It's huge!
It goes away that fast, Sly?
Yeah, that's why I gotta bring so much stuff with me, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I don't
understand.
Get caught, you know, in the middle of a conversation, all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden I look like somebody from Good Charlotte or something.
Well, I understand that.
So I went, you know, I want to tell the people of Australia I'm very sorry.
Okay.
For doing that, you know.
For bringing the human growth hormone?
Yeah, I did the wrong thing. But, you know, when I came down there to Australia, we were very different cultures, you know.
Right.
I mean, I didn't like them. They didn't like me.
Okay.
But if I can change, and they can change.
This is Rocky Five.
Then we all could change.
Or four.
We're okay. All changing. We all get along.
Right.
Can we all get along?
Rocky, this is, that's from, I don't know, 4 or 5.
One
I can't remember
movies.
Which
you know,
which
I lose track, too. I don't blame you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are the possible sentences that you might get in Australia?
Well, I think I could go to jail.
very potentially I could go to jail.
Okay.
And if that's the case, I'm going to need a whole lot of testosterone.
Right, sure. Right.
Because you get in that shower.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're clean when you get out of the shower. You take a shower and you're clean.
What does that have to do with needing testosterone?
I don't know. I was reaching for a gay joke. It just didn't come.
I see. Okay.
Sometimes my head don't work so well. I got a lot of hits to the head, you know?
Sometimes that happens.
Sometimes I get punched a lot.
Right.
What's your excuse, Kevin?
I don't have one.
You want to fight the fight?
No, no one's talking about fighting.
Let's fight the fight. I'll fight the stinking fight.
Sylvester, no one's talking about...
Where were you when I needed you, Mick? I don't need a trainer now.
Mick is not here.
Where were you when I needed you?
All right, you need to go lay down, Sly, but thanks for talking to us.
If I can change, right. You can change.
We can all change.
We can all change.
We can all change.
Right, we got it.
Adrian!
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. 7:55 in the next hour, we have Linkin Park in the studio talking about Minutes to Midnight, and we're going to give you tickets to the K-Rock Winnie Roasty Fiesta 2007.
Cool.
Sweet. And all morning long, you're listening for Time Bomb by Rancid when you hear it be color 20, and you win your tickets in the pit plus VIP party passes to the K-Rock Winnie Roasty Fiesta 2007, which is, 207, Kevin,
yes.
Which is this Saturday. 7:55, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Why'd you get past three digits? Kevin's just
a lot.
Loss.
It's a lot of numbers.
Maxim has put out their Hot 100 list today.
Bogus!
It's in the June issue of Maxim magazine, which I often find suspect anyway, but this list every year just cheeses me off. The top 10 are just nuts.
Some of them are okay, but 10 and 1 hurt.
Yeah. Here's your top 10 Maxim 100 hottest chicks in entertainment. Fergie is number 10. Fergie, that's the former princess, right? From England.
Scotland, no.
Right?
My humps.
This is from the Black Eyed Peas.
Humps.
Right. Yeah, and wouldn't you think the P incident alone would knock her out of the top 10?
Unless you're into that sort of thing.
I guess.
I think Craig Ferguson is hotter than Fergie. I would put him on the list first from the Late Late Show.
It's hot chicks, though, Ralph.
Oh, I see.
She is, as you have pointed out lately, she has a great uniform and a bad helmet.
Bad
that's the problem with her.
The helmet is toe up.
Yeah.
Eva Longoria, number 9 on the list.
See her at the Suns game last night, San Antonio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a story about Eva coming up later in the Showbiz report, so you're going to like that. Rihanna is number 8.
Very attractive.
Eva Mendez, number 7.
Oh. Good.
I can go for that.
Sure.
Allie Larder, I can get behind that. Heroes last night, she looked diabolical.
Yeah.
By the way, we forgot to mention, I got all your emails. Yes, we did mention that DL was shot and that Eric Roberts got blown away. Mm-hmm. And that, who else did we say died on the show?
Ted with the nuclear power.
The nuclear man. He got blown out. But we've got Linderman also had the
see, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of death in last night's Heroes.
Had his brain pulled out of his skull.
And John Locke as well.
John Locke. That's right. He got shot.
Right in the stomach, dude.
And J.R. got shot. That's right. Yeah. Wonder who did that. That's a cliffhanger.
That's a relevant.
Jessica Biel is number 5 on the list.
Yeah, she should be there.
Fifth hottest, though. She's only the fifth.
So there's 4 hotter than Jessica Biel.
Christina Aguilera.
No. Oh,
but okay.
Yeah. Scarlett.
But wouldn't you put, excuse me, Ralph, to interrupt, but wouldn't you put like, I don't know, Jessica Simpson should be in there before Christina Aguilera, don't you think?
Jessica Simpson's 41st on the list. Just so you know how bogus this list is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson, 3rd.
ScarJo, of course.
Jessica Alba.
Okay, so both of those are hot.
Yeah, that's 2, 3, and 2.
But you're saying there's a chick that's hotter than both of those.
Absolutely. Lindsay Lohan.
What?
According to the Maxim magazine, Lindsay Lohan.
That's not funny!
It's not funny.
Is this hottest or most likely to overdose?
Nope.
What's the list here?
It's Maxim Hot 100.
You have your head up your ass.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan.
Totally unacceptable.
I mean, she's attractive. Dave and I were swapping new topless photos of her yesterday on the internet, but she's not anywhere near as hot as some of those other ladies you mentioned.
Don't get me wrong. I'd give her a throw when she's bent over the glass coffee table.
But that's
not
the list.
Doing a couple rails and a thong.
That's not the list.
That's going to be my list, though. Top 100 girls I'd like to do while they're bent over a coffee table doing a big fat rail in their thong.
Fire crush.
It'll be my magazine.
I say it's disgusting.
It's got this going on, so.
Go back to your cheap motel.
Yeah.
You fire crotch, a stinky beaver.
Yeah, I sure hope Maxim isn't a scratch and sniff issue.
Oh, no, no, no.
How you doing?
No.
Speaking of celebrity odors.
Wow.
Just in time for the lucrative holiday gift-giving season, Christina Aguilera is releasing her own fragrance.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It'll be called Christina Aguilera, and you can smell just like her. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
I don't know.
Sometimes I look at Christina, she looks dirty, nasty, sexy.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily want that wafting around your living room. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so either.
Don't want it to waft.
I'm guessing they're not bottling the bad smell and sending it out, though, Ralph. I'm guessing.
They should call it dirty.
Just put her name on
something. Smell like, you know.
Dirt?
Like, you know, mussels. Or something. big bowl that just muscles. Steamed mussels. From, like, Gladstones.
Good morning.
I like the broth.
Good morning.
I like the broth.
Fabulous. Outstanding.
Just
wonderful.
Saying.
Terrific.
Sometimes the muscles are a little pungent.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really buy the celebrity fragrances, but it is a billion-dollar industry.
Sure,
a lot
is.
Of those people have those fragrances out there. Very, very successful. Sell a lot of bottles.
Beyonce also will have a fragrance coming out this Christmas.
Now, see her, you can picture.
Yeah. Where is she in the top 10 when freaking Fergie's on the list?
She? Hold on, let me pull the list.
How
down
is she Beyonce?
Let me take a quick peruse.
She's one of the most beautiful women in the world. Beyonce is not in the top 10.
There's a lot of names here to scan. Give me a second.
All right.
13.
Yes. Yes, it is. 13.
How did you know that?
Dude, I'm good.
Psychic. He says she's sandwiched between Angelina Jolie at 12 and Katherine Heigl at 14.
I would like to see that sandwich.
There you go. So you can smell like Christina or Beyonce this Christmas. It's delicious.
Choose Beyonce.
And Kevin was talking about how delicious Eva Longoria looked last night at the basketball game.
San Antonio.
Phoenix. Of course, she's engaged to Tony Parker.
Oui.
The Frenchman. Here's the thing, though. You're engaged to Eva Longoria, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You're Tony Parker, NBA superstar.
Right.
Uh-huh.
She's withholding sex from him until the wedding in July.
Bitch.
Really?
Not giving it up. Oh, no, no. Now that we're engaged, let's wait to make it that much more special on our
wedding
night.
What the hell is that? That's not sexy.
I'd really? So get that ring back. Yeah, okay. I'm withholding diamonds then if you're withholding sex. Biatch.
That is
these
good
girls, man, they're getting on my neck.
Yes, they are.
When you open the mine, you get the diamond back. That's how it works.
Insanity. Women running the world. Craziness.
Today's celebrity birthdays, David Krumholtz. You know him as Charlie from Numbers over there on CBS. He is 29 years old today. And Jamie Lynn Sigler plays Meadow Soprano on The Sopranos. Last week, of course, her father held her nose until she choked to death in her own blood.
That was
very, very sad.
That wasn't Meadow.
It was Christopher. Christopher Day.
Oh, that's right. She was the one who beat up that black cyclist, the kid who was riding by his
his
bicycle.
No, that was Tony Jr.
Tony Jr.
Yeah.
What the hell
how much
she
do you
want
to kick his
then?
Ass, by the way?
Oh, I want to pummel that punk.
She's his daughter. That's who she is.
If it wasn't for his dad, I would so kick his ass.
Everyone would.
Oh, man. See this? Tony Soprano Jr. Pay up.
Shut up.
Pouring acid on people's feet. What's wrong with him? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So today's 5 minute a day, guys. Linkin Park is in the studio. We got Mike Shinoda. We got Brad Delson. And look at your hair.
Look
at your hair.
At that hair.
Look at
my
hair.
My God, Brad, you're my God.
I actually got into a taxi cab in New York last week, and the cab driver turns around. He keeps saying, I thought he was cursing. Kept saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I realized he was actually talking to me.
He thought you were Jesus.
I was. Jesus.
Brad has an afro that's the size of two basketballs, and the beard and the mustache is all growing out
it's
as well.
It's converging.
You can see like 1 inch around his eyes. That's it.
Are you homeless? I mean, I know it's been a long time since you guys put an album out, but is that the thing? You got no money?
That's actually kind of part of the inspiration. People have said that to me in, like as if to insult me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I nailed it.
That's what you were going for?
I don't smell that bad, but yeah, the hair, it's actually somewhat homeless looking.
It's homeless guy. Yeah. Now, how long has it been since you had a haircut, Brad?
I don't know, a year.
Wow. Trim the beard, same thing?
Not really, no. And you know what's awesome?
That's the whole
my
thing
beard.
Is awesome.
You know how guys, they get the hair on the neck?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dave, the King of Mexico
want,
only gets a neck
and you have
beard.
To shave. Neck if beard, you have a right. beard, you still have to shave. I mean, the whole point of having a beard is not shaving, but they have to shave under the neck.
Right.
My beard actually stops naturally here, so I don't have to shave the neck. Which
no
I'm very,
kidding.
Yeah, I'm cool. very pleased
you're
with.
You're built for
I'm
a
just
beard.
Showing off that's now.
Awesome. You're not going to cut that before Saturday, are you? Because I want everybody to see all of that hair in its glory.
We actually had a vote when we were in the studio. He was growing his hair out, and we did everything like by democratic process, and so
So
even his
like,
hair?
He's like, yeah, you know, I'm thinking. He just said something about cutting or trimming the hair, and all the other five guys went, no way.
Yeah.
You don't get to.
That's like the people's hair now. You can't
it is. That's right.
He has no say.
You can't make any decisions.
It's like, it's like Scarlett Johansson's breasts. It belongs to the world. It's not, we don't care what she thinks about it. It's what we think about it. All right. The sad thing is we may not even have time to talk about the Minutes to Midnight CD because we may want to talk the whole time about your hair. But, Brad, I have to ask this. Where do you rate for folks at home who are listening? Where are you between the Mars Volta guy and the Wolf Mother guy, or are you leaving them both in the dust?
Oh, I have another good story. One really quick story.
Okay.
So I'm at Acoustic Christmas last year, right? And first of all, people come up to Mike and Chester sometimes because they're visible, but they never come up
to
me.
They don't to you?
Which is awesome because I can go wherever I want. Sometimes I'll go, if I go to, walk into a Hot Topic, maybe not the best place.
Right.
But anywhere else I can go. But I was at the K-Rock show and people were coming up to me, when they wanted pictures, they were congratulating me. I'm like, wow, this is odd. But, it is K-Rock and I guess people are here. They're younger and they're expecting to see
probably fans,
people in bands.
Right.
And finally, kind of at the end of the night, I'm like, this is really weird. This guy was like, hey, man, you're so great. Like, great job. And my brother's with me and he turns to the guy and out of curiosity, he goes, hey, man, what band is he in? And the guy was like, what? And he's like, yeah, what band do you think he's in? And the guy was like, Wolf Mother.
Yes. Nice.
So you don't even get recognized for your own band.
That's awesome.
But
that's
they're a great band. So,
of course.
I'll take credit for Wolf Mother.
The first time I saw Wolf Mother was at Coachella, and it was a long way away in one of those tents, and all I could see was his afro bouncing up and down. I thought, that guy rules. And now you're catching him with the hair. My God.
We got a couple of Linkin Parkers here in the studio. Mike Shinoda and Brad Delson are here. Today's a big day for y'all because Minutes to Midnight finally comes out. We've talked to you guys on and off over the past couple of years. This is a difficult birth. This is giving birth to like a 30-pound baby. This was so much work for y'all. I mean, 150 songs. It eventually got whittled down. Years of work. Today's the day. How do you feel?
Man, we spoke. Didn't we speak during when we were making the record?
Yeah. Yes.
And do you remember how many songs we were at when we talked before?
I don't. I just remember you guys were writing.
I know it was over 100.
Yeah.
Were we over 100 at that point? Yeah. The thing is that this record took somewhere between a year and a year and a half. We can't even like figure that out because the start time on it was so fuzzy and the end dragged out like crazy. It was like we were done and they were mixing and then we're changing the songs in the mix and then we're mastering and we're changing the songs and mastering, which is basically the equivalent of like if you're handing in your college final and before you set it down, you kind of like pick it back up, flip to page 60, take your pencil and scratch stuff out and start handwriting stuff
by
in
the way,
and then set it down.
That's a recipe for failure right there.
That's what,
when you're
that's
taking
what
a test.
We were did. Yeah, that's what we did. So basically, that's what you can expect with the record. And I think that's it for us.
Isn't it great, though, that today is finally the day that you're not going to hear anymore when does it come out, how long is it taking, all that crap.
We are already hearing when does the next one
come out.
The next
one, of course, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Now, much has been written and said in reviews and online with your fans about the how different this album is from the first couple that you did. And I'm sure we'll talk more about that this hour, but was part of the reason it took so long and part of the reason there were so many songs and so many revisions is because of the difficulty in moving in these new directions, because it was kind of scary territory we hadn't been before, or was it because of your vision was different from producer Rick Rubin's, or what do you think that was going on there?
Our vision was actually pretty unified with Rick's, and you actually, I think, hit it right on the head that when we set about to make this album, we knew we wanted to do something really different, but in order to discover what that was took days and weeks and months and almost really years of experimentation to figure out what it was. And the stuff we were writing at the beginning of the process wound up being really different from the stuff that we wound up writing in the middle and then in the end of the process. And the album really is a collection of just the greatest stuff that we were able to come up with.
Were there more songs near the end that made it? Like, were you more on target as time went on?
I would say that things were a little more defined for us. Like if we wanted to change something on a song, I think at the end we had a better idea of how to do that.
Right.
In the beginning, it was really tough. Like I don't, it's almost like I want to say when I explain it to people, it's like, imagine, what you do for a living. If I was to come in to say, okay, you're going to keep working all day, same hours, and now you have to do everything that you do differently and be creative about it, and it has to be just as good.
It's not possible.
And if I don't like it, then you're gonna go away or something.
Yeah,
you get fired. I don't know.
I bet a conversation that you had a lot was you'd lay down a song that you were feeling, and then you'd go, guys, we got to make a decision if this is what Linkin Park sounds like or not. It doesn't sound like a Linkin Park song.
You know,
right?
That's the funny. I think that was one of the things that hit us right away when we first met with Rick. we said that we wanted to do something different, but it's got to still sound like Linkin Park. Just, you know, you listen to it and you say, I think that sounds like Linkin
Park.
Just
not a retread.
You know, yeah, that, not something that we've done before. And when we started making the stuff, it was like, you know, we'd hit a point where, say, if you got 10 songs and they all sound like they can belong together on an album. You write that 11th song and it doesn't sound like it fits in. Well, on the other records, we would have taken that 11th song and either thrown it away or put it to the side and said, maybe we'll come back to that later.
Right.
And just focused on stuff that sounded like the first 10. On this record, it was, we would go with that 11th song.
It was the opposite.
And then the 12th song probably would sound different from all of them. 13th, all, and by the time we got to 20 songs, the second group of 10 were all over the place. And the first group of 10 weren't even interesting anymore.
Interesting. You
know? That's kind of where we ended up. I mean, once we got to, you know, around 150, it's like, you know, a lot to work with.
Did you ever sit down with, did the record company ever sit down and go, okay, look, all right.
150, all right. Just pick some damn
songs.
Now
you're just showing off.
Well, what happens typically with albums is you don't really say there's nothing left to do. It's literally like the final example again Mike gave where the teacher says pencils down and you just have to turn it in. It's a deadline.
Right.
The record company basically stops paying for the studio. And for most bands, that's anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 months. And that happened to us like probably six times where they said, okay, you guys...
Really? They tried to kind of
no, but it was like,
move
you know,
forward?
We knew it's like, okay, we're done. This is the timeline that we had set up for ourselves, and we just went, who cares?
Nice.
let's just keep working.
Nice.
And we just kept doing that to the point of like, when this record, when we turned it in, this was our baby, and there was nothing that we wanted to change about it. It was the full realization of all of our artistic
nice.
Aspirations.
And now you're exhausted to the point of not being able to tour?
Pretty much.
Say that's accurate?
Yeah, the big reward for working a year and a half is going out on the road for a year and a half.
Right.
All right. We have to take a break. The CD is available in stores today or available for download. Of course, by the way, I'm recommending Circuit City. It's only $8.99. But Minutes to Midnight is what it's called for the new Linkin Park. We got Brad here. We got Mike here. We're going to take a break, come back. We are going to... Lick Linkin Park later on today. We got some K-Rock listeners. We're going to give away some
perhaps.
Tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta. What do you mean, perhaps? What are you talking
about,
perhaps?
Perhaps, that's all.
And also, we want to play some stuff from the new album, and I think we're going to play Given Up when we come back, and we'll hear all about that from the boys themselves right after this on the World Famous.
Nice. Linkin Park, brand new, Given Up on the World Famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ for Minutes to Midnight. 17 seconds, that high note was. 17 seconds.
That's 17 more than I can do it.
I was listening to that in the car, and I was thinking, no way, they had to do that digitally or something. There's no way he could do that for 17 seconds.
Why are you trying to kill Chester, guys? What's up with that?
Well, no, actually, what's funny is a lot of this record was done as naturally as we could do it, like just like play the music, screw around over top of it, sing stuff with no words, just to get a melody or get an idea of how things should go. And that part was actually kind of an ad lib. Like we had written it in and he was supposed to stop there.
Right.
But he just kept going and we let the music play and he went that long. Like I think it was shorter than that. And he said, we were like, wow, that was really cool. He's like, oh, the scream, you want me to hold it like that, or should I hold it longer? And we were like, you can do it longer, and then he did this one that you hear on the record.
But the awesome thing live is he'll do that scream, and then the next second he goes right back to the singing part.
Wow.
It's like, I don't know how he controls his throat like that.
Does he sing correctly? You know, like they have voice coaches?
I think he
does.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does. He's had a little bit of coaching, but it was after he had already kind of like... he had been singing for a long time. So it was one of those situations where I think he was a little scared to get the coaching because it's like they could come in and screw him up or they could tell him what he's doing is wrong and then it'll be in his head. He'll be worried about it. But the good news was that, you know, he had had enough practice and enough. I think he did a little bit of theater when he was in high school, too. So he had enough like practice that it was.
Yeah, let's just hold that note in Oklahoma, man. That's all the training you need right there.
Right, exactly.
Mike,
he was a killer in West Side Story.
He felt pretty. Mike and Brad are here from Linkin Park. Of course, we're talking about Minutes to Midnight, the new CD available everywhere today. Guys, you sold, around 40 million albums so far? About 40 million,
that's
I think that's
bad.
The number I heard. Yeah.
No.
It's crazy, right?
I don't know.
Why, people will ask you this, but let's get it on the record for your hardcore fans that are listening right now. Why the need to stray so far on so much of the CD from the Linkin Park fan? That why not dance with what brung you? What's the definitive official answer to that question from the band?
Well, yeah, we've never heard that question before. And it's really great that you asked it because
excellent.
I think a lot of people are wondering. When we first got into writing the stuff for this record, we started writing things that I think you'd imagine were a little bit closer to Meteora and Hybrid Theory. And to be totally honest, it just felt like we were ripping ourselves off. It didn't feel inspired. It felt like it felt b- boring to us to write it. We could, I think for a lot of us looking back at it, we could have written those songs kind of pretty easily, and they wouldn't have felt as like true as they did when we first did them.
Were you thinking about playing them for a year and a half as well?
It's everything. It's like when we know that when we write a song, you know, we've got to stand behind that song for a very long time. And that's not to take anything away from Hybrid Theory and Meteora. We love those records. We wouldn't change anything about them. But, you know, to write more of that, it just felt like it'd be redundant. You know, it's already, we've done it. We already did it. Other people can, like, you know, look at that as a template for what they do and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And we've heard of record industry execs saying, you know, make it sound more like this and that, right, like the Linkin Park record. And it's like, okay, if they can use that, if it's so formulaic at this point that they can use it as a template to make a new band do that, then we don't want to do that right now.
There's not a lot of rap rock on this one. There's two songs with rap in it, I think.
I would say the rapping is still, I should say, not just the rapping. There's only rapping on a couple songs. But I'd say definitely the hip-hop element is still there. It's just there in a different way. Like, people have said, oh, there's no rap on it. But I tend to disagree. I think if you listen to the record and you listen to, in the music especially, you'll hear a lot of hip-hop in there.
Yeah, I agree. It's just there was more, it seems like, especially your bigger hits, there's a lot of you rapping and Chester singing. And a lot of the CD is Chester singing, which is fantastic. I mean, he's got a great voice, but you're going to kill him. That's what I'm saying.
By the way, let's not pass up our little friend Mikey singing on In Between, too, by the way. Tell me about doing your first lead vocal on this.
Yeah, that was my first, that's the first time I've sung lead on one of our records. Generally, when we write demos, a lot of times I'll write a melody. If I write a melody, I'll sing it, just to give Chester like a reference track of what I was thinking of when I wrote the thing.
And then he sings it for real.
Yeah, and then he sings it for real. No, that's true. That's absolutely true. I'm not, you know, I listen to Chester. I'm like, that's the guy with the voice. I'm not the guy who should be singing out here. And when I did that track, it's called In Between, I sang it, and I played it for the guys and said, here's the demo of this song. This is one of the things I came up with this week. And they all really liked it. And you know, over the next few months, you know, we changed a lot about the song, had Chester sing on it, mm-hmm. and we went back and listened to it, and everybody kind of, you know, we kind of A-B'd the two, and Chester included, he voted for my version. He liked that one. You know, everybody liked that one better.
How about that? I think we have a clip of In Between with Mike singing it.
Is that what this is? Okay.
Between my pride and my promise, between my lies and how the truth gets in the way, and things I want to say to you get lost before they come. The only thing that's worse than one is none.
Look at that.
Like
you're
that.
A lead singer, dude.
Whatever.
Mike's also singing on a song called No Roads Left, which you can get if you buy the full album on iTunes. And that's an awesome song. And it's a totally different kind of song. I mean,
that's
high
an extra
notes,
one, right?
Belting it out.
He's singing
high
notes.
Yeah, and there's a character to it that's uniquely Mike. And it's a dimension.
What does that mean exactly?
It stinks. It's the worst.
No, there's a dimension to that you've really never heard on a Linkin Park song before. And for that reason, it's an awesome song. And I've already heard fans talking about how much they like that song in particular.
I have a clip of that song. It's this.
Is that
Nice.
Yeah,
that's the remix.
That's the remix. Okay.
Hey, excellent. Let's squeeze in two quick questions before we clear the lines to play Lick Linkin Park. Let's talk to Shane real quick in Orange. Big Linkin Park fan, been hanging on since we had you come in this morning. Shane, you're on with the guys from Linkin Park. Minutes to Midnight, new CD out today. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Mike and Brad? I'm a longtime LPU member.
Oh, cool.
Thanks.
Thanks very much, man.
Hey, I saw you all last night in the movie theater. Thought that was pretty awesome.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I took a 2-year-old son. That was pretty cool.
Before you get to your question, hang on 1 second. You guys were in like 90-some theaters across the country, high def?
What's really crazy is that the thing that this guy just saw on the big screen last night, we shot Friday.
This past Friday?
Oh, yeah. Wow. So we literally shot it on Friday.
Played Saturday Night Live.
Played Saturday Night Live on Saturday.
After Saturday Night Live, Mike went to mix it.
No, let me tell you something. I will be totally honest, and if the people from Saturday Night Live hear me say this, they're going to be really mad because they don't let anybody leave SNL because it's a live show. If you leave and don't come back, they are screwed.
Then they're screwed, right?
So I snuck out.
Nice.
To go mix.
Good.
Really?
Our thing.
You didn't tell them? You just left?
No, I just left. And I went out and I helped and I went to go mix with this guy, Guy, who's a great mixer. We rushed the mixes on this thing. That was Saturday night. Then Sunday, they did the editing on all, well, Saturday and Sunday, they were doing the editing. And then Monday, it was in theater.
It's like cramming before a big test for you guys. It's like the very last second.
I was seeing emails yesterday about the movie and I'm thinking, what are these guys talking about? Yeah. The movie's tonight. Like, how could they be still editing it?
Right. Oh, my God.
All right, Shane, you had a question.
Sorry to cut you off.
Right? Another question.
No worries. Just wanted to check, because, you know, the previous albums, you guys talked a lot about, you know, your own feelings and stuff. This one seems to be a lot more political. And I was just wondering, you know, not that it's bad, but what was your reasoning for going a little more political on this one as opposed to the other albums?
I tend to say, and I'm not disagreeing with you, I tend to say that this is, it's a little more just aware of the outside of what's going on. Like, for example, on the first two records, I think everything was pointed more internally, like inside. And this one is more, to me, more 360 degrees. Like, it deals with things that are about interpersonal relationships. It deals with stuff that are social, political situations. I don't think it's so much political just from my perspective, but if that's how you see it, that's cool. We're trying not to take... we're trying not to put any ideas in people's heads about what the songs are necessarily about, because there's so much in the songs that I want to let fans kind of decide for themselves what it's about. So if that's what you're hearing, that's cool. Reason for it,
right?
I would say.
I don't think that's what he said.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think that's
probably the reason for that stuff is just, you know, we're getting older. You watch the news every day. Stuff's going on, and it's hard to not think about that stuff.
I know. Paris is going to jail, man. How do you not let that get into your music?
I mean, that's half the record is about Paris going. You know, things about Paris Hilton, Paris going to jail.
Shane, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you very much. That's awesome.
Hey, one more question, and then we'll invite people to call 1-800-520-1067 if you want to link Lincoln Park. And, of course, the prize is tickets for this Saturday's K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007. Here's a question from Dave. Are you worried about putting images of the World Trade Center falling in your video for What I've Done, and has there been any backlash from that?
What I've Done is actually the last song we wrote, and in a way, lyrically, I think it encapsulates kind of how we were feeling about the process. I think it's open... I think it's open to, the song is open to interpretation, and there are a lot of layers. You could subscribe the meaning to a relationship, or, you know, in Joe's case, when he went to direct the video and actually set pictures to the words, I think his take was more about kind of on a global level in terms of mankind and what we've done to each other in the world. And, again, the video is really open to interpretation, but it shows some of our, I think, creative and most destructive possibilities. And the interesting thing about the video is different people key into different images. Like, to some people, you know, obviously the image mentioned would stand out as being one of the most horrific. And other people might, like, there's a shot of an animal that's soaked in tar. And in a certain case, like, that was the shot people are saying you have to take out, because for whomever that was, it was really disturbing.
It's too troubling, yeah.
Right. I know that Joe's intention with the video was to be provocative and to actually get people to think. So I'm glad that you raised the question. Yeah.
Thanks for bringing us down, Brad. Appreciate that. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we not only will lick Linkin Park, but we'll play something else. And I think maybe so far one of my favorite songs on Minutes to Midnight. And you did it on Saturday Night Live this weekend too. Bleed It Out is what we're going to play next. We'll talk more with the boys from LP when we come back after this on K-Rock.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there were mics on at the beginning of that song at the end when people were talking in the studio.
We tried to get everyone to stop talking, and we just couldn't quiet them down.
Did you not know the mics were on? How does that work? Linkin Park is in the studio. Mike Shinoda, Brad Delson. The CD Minutes to Midnight comes out today. Finally.
Yes. And we congratulate them for that. You're going to kick Gretchen Wilson's ass today, man, with those new on sales today. what a welcome to the studio, Christina, K-Rock Lister Christina from Baldwin Park. Hey, Christina.
Hi, good morning.
We talked to you yesterday. You're on your way as soon as you deliver that little baby inside to get the Linkin Park logo tattooed on you. That was a great story that got you in the studio with us here this morning. And also Fabiola, who dragged her entire family to Mexico to take in a Linkin Park show. Fabiola, welcome to the Kevin and Mitch on K-Rock. How are you?
Welcome.
Good. How are you guys?
Now, we're good. We had a little miscommunication, though, I have to be honest with you. We were told that Linkin Park was into doing Lick Linkin Park and that you guys were going to lick Linkin Park. But they weren't told that. It was this guy right over here.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like we're the, you know, the girl who, like, doesn't really go want to go out with the guy,
right?
And like kind of like does avoids the question and whatever. And they get to the night of the date, and she kind of breaks the news like in the last 5 minutes.
But it's okay because Rob's the one who agreed to it from Warner Brothers.
Yeah, he kind of
he kind of manipulated us.
So that's fantastic.
And, he sold us out.
So we're gonna play Lick Rob from Warner Brothers.
I think we should turn the tables.
Right?
You're
right.
Gonna get Lick. I think we should turn the tables on
Rob.
Hey,
that's the way it works, man.
Considering back when I worked here, that you guys actually sent me to a Harley Davidson convention with Rodney Bingham. I think I could pretty much take about anything.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Rob used to be an intern here at the station for a long time, and then he worked here for a while. But
well, it's worked out for you, Rob, because when was the last time you had two young women licking you? I mean, come on. You can do a lot worse than this, Rob. You know what I'm saying? All right. We'll explain the game in a moment. Let's hear the big hot new theme song, Lick Linkin Park. Okay, Rob.
Can you lick
Linkin Park?
I think you'll find it's hard.
Usually it's Lisa.
But if you do lick
Linkin Park,
something hot's waiting for you.
Lick, lick. Linkin Park.
Lick, lick.
Linkin Park.
Lick, lick.
Linkin Park.
Lick, lick.
Linkin Park.
Lick, lick.
Linkin Park.
Lick, lick.
Linkin Park.
But keep clear of her.
Shinoda.
Okay, good. So that's the theme that we didn't put a lot of time and effort into.
Oh, man, that's good.
If we did have time.
18 months on that.
Yes, it took us that long.
Dimension.
We wrote 150 of them, and then we threw away a bunch of them, and we got it down
sure.
to 12.
You definitely, that was worth the wait.
Right.
Let me try to lay this out so everybody understands how the game is played. Again, usually it's like Lisa and you stay clear of the vagina, but in this case it's the Shinoda. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask questions, guys, and the answers are all going to be numbers, all right? So the call, you'll give us the answer, what you think the answer is going to be, and then the caller is going to tell us whether the correct answer is higher or lower. And if they're right, basically they go into the drawing to win the tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Rose, and the girls get to lick Rob. That's basically how it's going to work.
Rob's being wrapped with
blue saran.
Saran wrap.
You know what? I think this makes sense now because I was thinking, you know, what is with the saran wrap? And it's because obviously Rob, it wouldn't be sanitary for these girls to
actually touch Rob
because he is a dirty guy. He's a
dirty guy. He worked here at K Rock. Sure. You know what? You don't know where he's been.
Wait, why are they wrapping more than my arm in plastic? What's going on here?
Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it,
Robert.
All right, let's do the contest.
Let's meet our first contestant.
All right, let's say good morning to Brian and Cerritos. Good morning, Brian.
Morning. What it do, nephew?
Yeah.
What it do to you? All right, listen up. I'm going to ask the question, Brian. You let the guys in Linkin Park come up with an answer first, and then you tell us what you think about their answer. Here we go. Here's the question number one. Linkin Park launched their debut in 2000 with the album, of course, we all know and love, called Hybrid Theory. Your question, guys, what is the base price of a Toyota Prius?
See, because hybrid.
I'm going to go.
Dude.
I'm going to go.
Base price.
We need one answer between you.
I'm gonna let Mike take this one.
All right, Mike.
All right. Base price.
It's going to be rough. I'm going to go.
Base price.
How close do I have to be?
You don't have to be at all. The listener says higher, lower, or the same. So it doesn't really matter.
35,000.
All right. So, Brian, is it lower or higher or the same?
I'm going to say lower.
Yeah,
that's correct.
A good one. $22,175 is all it's going to cost you for Prius. Congratulations. You are in the drawing for the tickets, and somebody gets to lick Linkin Park.
Well, not Linkin Park as much as Rob.
Well, Rob is the face of Linkin Park.
Come on, step up. Both of you start licking. Come on, let's go.
Lick!
Go, go!
Any place?
Whoa.
Wow.
I say take off the saran wrap. That's BS right there. Andy in Norwalk,
it's
good morning.
It's for their protection.
It's great.
It's for their, yeah. Andy, hi.
Hi.
All right.
Hi, Andy.
Hello.
Listen up. Here's your question. Mike Shinoda and famed producer Rick Rubin co-produced this new Minutes to Midnight album. The new dark chocolate midnight candy bar is produced by Milky Way. Here's your question. Last year, how many Milky Way candy bars did Americans eat?
I actually know the answer to this.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I wrote a paper on this in college.
You didn't write a paper on Milky Ways.
The answer, I'm going to account for, population growth, but I think the answer is 23,572.
72, are you sure of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
23,572.
Andy, is the real answer exactly that, or is it higher or lower?
I think it's lower.
I think you're an idiot. 200 million is how many we were looking for.
See,
there.
The population must have grown faster
than I thought. A paper on that.
We consumed that a lot less candy in the 90s.
Holly in Huntington Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you ready to lick Linkin Park?
I'm trying, yeah.
All right, here we go. In 2002, Linkin Park released a remix album called Reanimation. Here's your question. Shrek 2, the highest grossing animated movie of all time, raked in how much at the box office domestically? Shrek 2.
What's the high number?
$686 million.
Did you write a paper on that?
No.
Okay, $686 million. Is that exactly right, Holly, or is it higher or lower?
I think it's lower.
Lower.
Lower is correct. Yeah, $441.2 million was the domestic box office for Shrek 2. So congratulations, you're in the running for the tickets. Let's lick Rob.
Come on, Rob. Step up.
Get in there.
That's so bogus with the saran wrap BS. Joel in Glendale, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome to Linkin Park.
Here's your question. Rolling Stone magazine named Linkin Park the best-selling band of 2000, while Griffith Park is the largest municipal urban park in North America. Here's your question. How many acres in Griffith Park?
Before or after the fire?
Well, I think the acres are still there. It's just a question of whether they're charbroiled or not. How many acres in Linkin Park, you guys?
18,000 acres.
18,000. Joel, higher or lower or the same?
Higher.
No, I'm sorry. Yes. Only 4,210 acres is all that they have over there in Linkin
Park.
Much
smaller, yeah. Sorry.
All right, we got time for just one more question for Lake Linkin Park here this morning. Trying to give away tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta.
Al in Riverside, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Listen up, here's your question. Linkin Park, of course, won one of their Grammys for the best rap song collaboration with their pal Jay-Z for their Numb Encore mashup. Of course, the mashed potato was a popular dance craze back in the 60s. But here's your question. How many carbs are in a serving of Idaho Spud's instant mashed potatoes? How many carbs?
You got this, man.
What would you say?
Channel Mike's the West Virginia.
Right. Dude, I don't know.
How many carbs?
How many carbs?
Yep.
96.
96 carbs.
96.
Al's it higher or lower or the same?
I would say higher.
I'm sorry. No, it's only 17 carbs in the Idaho Spud. Sorry about that.
Apparently a very healthy.
It's not so bad, right? Thank you.
All right. So we just have just two folks is all we have?
We have Brian and we have Holly. Yes.
Okay. Let's give it a try and find out who wins the tickets.
All right, Lisa,
pick one of these, please. There you go.
Who is it?
Brian.
Congratulations, Brian. You're coming to the Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007 from K-Rock. Sweet. Turn the music up. Hang on.
Yeah, we can almost make out what Brian's saying, Kevin. Good work.
All right. Fantastic. So Minutes to Midnight comes out today. Mike Shinoda, Brad Delson have been our guests. Project Revolution is this summer.
That's right.
You're playing with My Chemical Romance, Taking Back Sunday, him.
Can we give you the whole list?
I can
do it fast.
Every band on K-Rock.
Yeah, I know, exactly. My Chemical Romance, Taking Back Sunday, him, Placebo, Julian K., Mindless Self-Indulgence, Seosin, The Bled, Styles of Beyond, and Medina Lake.
It's a green tour. A dollar from each ticket goes to planting trees.
Yeah. American Forest.
Yeah. American Forest.
Music for a Leaf, American Forest.
And that's July 28th at Glen Helen Hyundai Pavilion. Has that been out there yet? It has, right?
We just announced it.
Okay,
so excellent. Yes.
And you're going to be at the K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2007 on Saturday.
Yeah.
And how are you guys going to, what can people expect from you guys this
time? Last year I went just to see all the bands, and I was geeking out on all the bands, like, this is so fun, we have backstage passes, I was like, this is the greatest show ever. And then it's so weird that the following year you're playing it. And we're, I think, headlining it.
Yeah, you are.
I think so. Yeah.
I think we'll have backstage passes again this year.
Probably.
I'll know that for sure.
Probably as well. And
that was actually the only reason we are playing it, was to make sure that we had the right credentials to see the other band.
Well, you want to meet that Peter, Bjorn, and John. That's why everybody wants to get backstage and meet those guys that whistle.
Because they whistle. How much of the new stuff can we expect? How much of the old stuff?
We have been playing, what is it, roughly about a third of the set or like a quarter? I think a quarter of the set. Is about a quarter of it. Yeah, we've got some new stuff in there, so
fantastic.
It's good. But we like to play the stuff people know and that they want to hear as well. So we don't, just because the sound of the record changed doesn't mean that the show's going to be all new stuff.
You're not giving up on all your old stuff.
We'll only be playing covers.
Just covers. Fantastic. I love that. All right, Minutes to Midnight in stores today, or you can download it and get the extra song, which is called
No Roads Left.
No Roads Left. There you go. Thanks for coming in, guys. We appreciate
Thanks for having us.
Thanks,
Kara.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
I can't keep these headphones on. They're all stretched out from Brad's hair.
Oh, that was some great hair.
They had to tape two sets of headphones together and just try to wrap it around his head with some duct tape. It was very odd.
Giant white afro, giant beard.
Yeah.
Like a Yeti. I love that.
It was very Yeti-esque. Oh, poor Rocky. Sylvester Stallone in trouble down in Australian court yesterday. His lawyers had to cop to the fact that he did try to bring in some illegal vials of human growth hormones, rather, during his recent visit. Sly said, yep, my bad. He pled guilty, so we'll have to see what happens with his sentence on Monday. He also got slapped with a charge of possessing testosterone, which is also illegal down there in Australia.
Hmm. Is that all for weightlifting? Is that what that all is?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, at 60 years old, in order for him to keep his muscle mass and his tone and everything else, he needs to supplement his testosterone and also to give himself some growth hormones to keep his muscles growing.
Looks like the governor could use some of that stuff. Have you seen him with his shirt off lately?
Let himself go. Looks like a Shar-Pei. All his skin's just starting to settle down around his waist. Rocky opted not to fight the charges in court. He said, "You don't want me to fight the fight? I won't fight the fight."
I don't think
fighting
that's
fight.
What he said.
Fighting. He added. Fight. I did a story earlier today where Eva Longoria was withholding sex from her fiancé, Tony Parker.
Not true.
Not true.
What?
I can tell from your voice.
She called you?
Yeah. Eva rung me up and said,
"Okay,
nuh-uh.
I'm doing him.
So doing him?" So, Us Weekly apparently got to the bottom of the story, and her spokesperson said Eva was just being playful and joking. Oh, that minx.
Oh, she's crazy.
That little Eva. Actually, little Eva. No, oh, never mind. Whole another joke. Eva Longoria shows up on the Maxim Top 100 list. Every year they put out their Hot 100 of the hottest women that are hot and full of hotness with hottiosity.
They forgot hot on a couple of these.
And she was number 9 on the list, Eva Longoria was. 9 out of 10 in the top 10. Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas was 10.
What? Face melted.
Rihanna was number 8. Eva Mendez was number 7. Ali Larder of Heroes. Oh, Heroes was so good. So good. So good.
People died.
Lots of people died. Yeah. People, very angry Heroes fans, correcting me yet once again, saying DL not dead, just got shot. If you watch the previews for next week's episode, he's still alive, at least for one more episode. So it was just Linderman and Eric Roberts and
Ted.
Ted did the nuclear boy. That was it.
And the dude who's in charge of the others.
No,
he's still alive.
No,
he's alive.
Different show.
He didn't get shot.
Oh. Different show. Jessica Biel was 5th on the list. Christina Aguilera was 4th. Scarlett Johansson was number 3. Jessica Alba, number 2. Oh. But of course, it goes without saying, the hottest woman in the world, number 1, Lindsay Lohan.
Bogus! That's, well, that's just not right.
No, it isn't.
That's bullshit.
Hey, Steve, who do we have a lot of pictures laying around the Maxim editorial studios here? We got a big stack of Lindsay Lohans. All right, she's number 1. Put her in the list.
That's just not right.
So wrong on so many levels. And apparently, Paris Hilton's having a hard time adjusting to the idea that she's going to spend some time behind bars.
Yeah.
Her psychiatrist, Dr. Charles Safi, filed a court brief yesterday saying that Paris is currently distraught and traumatized with fears of going to jail.
Hey, welcome to all our lives.
Given her current psychological and emotional state, the doctor claims she's not capable of any meaningful participation in the $10 million slander trial that's set to begin next Monday, brought by actress Zeta Graff.
That's hot.
So she will not be showing up in court because she's just traumatized by the idea of going to jail. Here's his thing. I'm traumatized by the idea of going to jail, too. That's why I don't drive on a suspended license, because I'm traumatized by the idea of going into a cell.
Yeah. She's incoherent on a good day, by the way. So what do you expect from her under these unusual circumstances?
Sobbing.
Sobbing. That's what I want to see.
She's weird and crazy and dumb.
And why do you say that?
Because she's weird and crazy and dumb.
I want to see some sobbing from her. I want to see some video. Her weeping. I love that girl, though. I love that little girl that Mike interviewed for...
She's awesome.
From her softball team.
9, 10-year-old, yeah.
Person. When she grows up, hands off. She's all mine.
Okay.
Love that attitude.
That's Denthead.
She's got spunk.
What's that?
Sanchez?
That's Denthead. I'll pass on the message.
Denthead?
Yeah.
You don't call her Denthead.
That's her name, dude.
It's not her name. Is Denthead?
Everybody on my team has a name.
But Denthead?
Yeah. Well, everybody in the world has a name. What is Denthead?
She bats right after Surly Hindu and right before Lisa May Jr.
I know I'm going to regret this, but why have you dubbed her Denthead?
I believe that when her head was still pliable and when she was a young girl, she slept on flat surfaces and there's dentage.
How would you know? Doesn't she have hair or does she shave her head?
Well, she does. But every time I look around, I'll be like, hey, Jordan, how you doing? Hey, your head's not round on that side. It's flat. It's dented. So she became dent head.
Oh, you're a hell of a motivator.
Yeah.
Tell you that.
Girls must have just swimming in self-esteem over there on the sand lot where you play.
I'm sorry. Who's the best coach in the league? We have conclusive evidence. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because they're scared of you. They're scared to say anything else.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mike, I think what we're suggesting is, why physically pick apart a 10-year-old girl? Why do you have to look for some flaw in her body and then call her that to her face and in front of all of her little friends?
It's not a flaw. I mean,
no,
she fits into...
dents are a plus. Women, young women want dents. That's something they look forward to as they grow up.
She has very even tanning on that side of her face.
Because it's flat.
Who's the best little league coach in the world?
You.
Yeah, it's good to know.
He's a fan.
Oh! Yeah, they added...
Didn't sound like them, but okay.
Today's celebrity birthday is David Krumholtz, who plays Charlie on Numbers, very popular TV show there on CBS. He is 29 years old today. And Jamie Lynn Sigler played Meadow Soprano on The Sopranos till last week when her dad choked her to death on her own blood.
No,
it was very hard.
That wasn't her.
It was Christopher or Lindemann, one of the two. I'm not sure which. Right.
She's 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I say Spider-Man Who. Who's with me? Who's with me on Spider-Man Who? Come on.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, May 25th, it's the return of Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Can't wait. It's Memorial Day weekend, of course, and we're very happy to welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we caught up with him, Oscar winner Jeffrey Rush. Jeffrey, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin, Bean, Lisa. How are you?
We're great.
We're good, thank you.
We are delighted to talk to you. Are you as excited as we, the movie-going public, are about this movie finally coming out in theaters?
Yeah, I think I am. It's going to be very interesting because none of us have seen the movie yet, you know.
Is that good?
Well, it means they're working very hard to make it as good as they can get it to be, you know. It premieres this Saturday at Disneyland and...
I'm sorry.
They're going to run it wet from the lab. You know?
Did I hear correctly that you guys filmed 2 and 3 at the same time?
Yeah, it was like... It's my only taste of what it would be like to be filming Apocalypse Now. We spent from February 2005 through to December in 2006 because we were doing the two films sort of back-to-back, interwoven with each other.
Mm. Now, I know, of course, you have a lot of experience. You've done dozens of movies, so you're used to kind of getting in the mindset of where you need to be in that scene. But it must be virtually impossible for you to follow the story as you're making the movie in terms of keeping straight where everything happens.
Well, you know, it's a trilogy. No, it's not a trilogy. It's a triptych. So it is complicated. It's like being, you know, trapped inside a Dickens novel. There are 12 subplots running around you all the time. And, the writer's are always on set, which is fantastic. And Gore Verbinski's a masterly director. He always has the entire 9 hours of the movie inside his head. So
wow.
You just Google his brain and you know where you are in the movie.
Now, are there times where you're actually out on the real ocean, or did you do a lot of this stuff in those giant sets?
We're sort of the last of the dying breed of how Hollywood movies will probably be made. We were a lot of the time 30 miles out in rough seas, and there was a bit of green screen towards the end when we have this big whirlpool. There's a kind of supernatural maelstrom that catches the Flying Dutchman and the Black Pearl in a battle. And we shot that in a stealth bomb hangar up in beautiful downtown Palmdale.
I'm sorry, I thought you said beautiful and Palmdale together.
I think that's called tautology. But it was fun. We had a good time up there. The folks up there were very nice to us.
Tell us about, because we all are so fascinated with this guy, Johnny Depp. What is he like to hang out with for a couple of years of your life? Is he as much fun as he seemed like he would be to work with?
He's great. I mean, Johnny is the ultimate professional, and, you know, I think as actors we're all extremely jealous of him because thinking all of Hollywood history of a great character actor who's very chameleon-like, who delivers completely different performances in every film that he's in, and he's so goddamn good looking, and every woman on the planet wants him.
That's annoying, isn't it?
You know, you've got to go back to, I don't know, not even Tyrone Power had that.
right. We have Jeffrey Rush on the line. He, of course, is Captain Barbossa, again, in Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, which is coming out on May the 25th. You know, because of your movie, Jeffrey, it kind of sparked a new worldwide interest in pirates. Pirates are bigger now than they've ever been. And I was wondering if Talk Like a Pirate Day ever got to your set, if you guys ever caught wind of that happening around the world.
Look, I only became aware of that recently. Sometime in September, I stumbled across the website through some kind of, you know, meanderings. And I thought, that's something that should be banned instantly.
Yeah. Well, yes. Jeffrey's with you, Kevin.
That's what I think. Nicely done. Now, we have a clip of your character, Captain Barbossa, and Captain Jack Sparrow. And it sounds like you're fighting over control of the ship.
Trim that sail! Trim that sail! Windward brace and sheet!
Windward brace and sheet!
Haul the pennant line!
Haul the pennant line!
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Captain gives orders on the ship.
The captain of the ship is given orders.
My ship makes me captain.
They be my charts.
That makes you chart man.
What are you doing? See, that's what I'm talking about. That's just talking like a pirate. That's all that is.
And Jeffrey Rush could do it.
That's a kind of postmodern verbal nod towards the great pirate.
Well, we couldn't be more excited about this movie. It's you, it's Orlando Bloom, it's Keira Knightley, Chow Yun-Fat, of course, Johnny Depp. It just looks fantastic. And do you feel any of the, wow, the second one made $4 trillion. We hope this one's as successful.
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, I think the fan base is very strong for the film and that they're going to turn out in big numbers when we open. But, you know, I think there'll be a squashed spider under my pirate boot.
All right. You heard it here first. Jeffrey Rush, May 25th, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Jeffrey, always great to have in the Kevin Bean Show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Best of luck. Bye now. Time for your phone calls. The number's 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
How about a pair of tickets to Championship Off-Road Racing this Saturday?
Saturday!
And Sunday, let me see, it's going to be at the Fairplex in Pomona. Plus, speaking of Sublime, how about their new box set called Everything Under the Sun? It's in stores now. 1-800-520-1067. I hope we're not talking to anybody other than Matt in Long Beach first, and maybe only.
Matt in Long Beach, okay. Matt, hi.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
Hey, Matt.
What's going on?
Yeah, I went to junior high with a midget that had a tail.
No. No, you didn't.
Dude, a midget with a tail.
That's too much. Not one. There's nobody who gets everything.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
It is. How do you get to be a midget and get to have a tail? Tell us more.
Well, we're in junior high, you had to wear those stupid sweat shorts.
Right.
Well, we're all sitting down watching the gym teacher made him get up. And we're looking, and he's standing towards the gym teacher, and we're like, what the hell is that coming out of his butt?
He had a tail.
We're like, no, it's not a tail. And we all started calling him Tail. And then
because his life wasn't hard enough.
That's a creative nickname, too. I like that. Tail!
How much of a tail was it? Was it 2 inches, 5 inches, 10 inches, what?
If it was 10 inches, it'd be great. It was probably like 2 inches.
2 inches.
Yeah, but that's in proportion. That's right. Really,
that's
huge.
That's true. It was a huge tail for a midget, exactly.
Right.
That's great news, Matt. I wish you'd gotten a photo, man.
You win. Thanks for calling. All right, let's go to
so jealous.
Go to Chris in Anaheim. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, I was trying to call yesterday about Mother's Day's gone wrong.
Yep, bad Mother's Day's, yes.
Yeah, so my friend calls me up in the morning, tells me to come over to his house. Everybody's, like, having brunch and stuff. Well, he calls me over just to back him up so that, you know, he gets in a fight with his uncle. We ended up knocking down the table, destroying their lunch, and now their family hates me because they think I started it.
At Mother's Day? So your friend called you for backup because he was planning on assaulting the uncle?
Yeah.
What was his beef with the uncle?
Well, apparently he's always had a problem with the uncle and, you know, family reunion. He hadn't seen them in a long time. So there we go.
That's what. And by the way, you want to do it before the meal as well.
Yes.
That's a good choice. So, yeah, all right. Well, good times right there. That's what you want. You want to fight. I like that. All right. Let's go to Jared in Glendale. Good morning, Jared.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
Well, if you don't have a midget with a tail, man, I don't know that I have time to talk to you today.
Hi, Jared.
Hey, so I got to tell you, Browse is the man.
Brow down.
We love him.
Yeah.
Brow down. We absolutely love him. I'm from Glendale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Born and raised in Burbank, Glendale area.
You're Armenian?
I'm not Armenian, thank God.
Okay.
I'm not racist either. I just hate everyone equally.
Oh, okay, but, so you hate all people.
What's that?
You hate all people. I like that. Okay.
I do. Equally.
All right.
But it's just nice to know that, you know, not only do you guys hire somebody that's down to earth, but that there's Armenians out there that are either Armenian or American, however way you want to put it, that are real and that are like cool people.
He's so, very cool. He's one of our favorites.
He deserves a raise.
Okay, we'll up it from zero to double that.
Right on.
All right.
No, it's just it's crazy. I heard the story the other day. This new church getting built in Glendale, and it's got three flagpoles, and one's an American flag, one's an Armenian flag, and one's the California flag. Mm-hmm. And which one do you think is at the top?
Tradition is the American flag is supposed to always be the highest flag that's flown on a flagpole.
Tradition is, but not in this case. Brand new church, the tallest flagpole out of the three is the Armenian flag.
I'm very surprised to hear that. Surprised that they let that go.
It's at a church, and a friend of mine went down there and talked to him about it and said, hey, you got to take this down. This isn't right. And sure enough, it's still up.
Well, it's not actually a law, right?
We'll send Rouse over to take
law.
Care of that.
It is a law? Really?
I don't think it is a law. I think it is just flag etiquette, and it's pretty much, that is how it is widely displayed. Yeah. I'd be surprised if that remains the way it is. But thank you for the call, Jared, and we'll pass along your good wishes to Rouse, too.
Ralph in Culver City, good morning.
What it do, nephews?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Good morning.
Have you guys heard about this amazing new discovery?
What discovery?
There is a new species of hummingbird they just found.
Are you our Ralph? Ralph Garman, who works on the Kevin and Bean Show?
That's really not important. It's amazing, though, that it's like this violet blue and green color. You've never seen anything like it. It's called the gorgeted puff leg. And it's got like little cotton balls around its legs.
Okay, but Ralph, I know you love hummingbirds, but that's not a big news for the rest of us that there's a new hummingbird. Nobody cares.
It's in danger because they're clear cutting all its natural habitat because that's where all the cocaine growers grow their coca to make the cocaine in Colombia.
Hey, Ralph, are you calling because you knew we wouldn't want to talk about this if we had a choice?
Well, I'm just torn. It's like cocaine or hummingbird.
That's a tough choice.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Ralph.
It's beautiful, though. You got to see this thing.
You don't get the prize. Sorry.
Ralph, why do you love hummingbirds so much? What is it about hummingbirds that have made them your favorite thing on Earth?
Because they're the only bird that can hover and back up.
Okay.
How cool is that?
I guess it's cool.
Sorry, I asked. Maybe these hummingbirds are like heroes. They're special people among hummingbirds, these hummingbirds that they just discovered.
Ooh,
they can do things nobody else can do.
I like that.
And they've got very long tongues.
Yeah. Okay.
Because of the coca.
Which comes in handy. Any number situation.
All right. Listen, we got to run. Thank you.
I guess.
All right. Bye.
Wow. It's rough. Uh-huh. Let's talk to Mike in Beverly Hills, Kevin and Bean on the world famous K-Rock. Mike, what did you do, nephew?
How you guys doing, man? I just want to know, is it considered cheating if it's with your cousin?
Is it considered cheating?
Cheating
if it's,
on who?
If it's with your cousin.
Yeah, my girlfriend. I mean, I know if you're in another city or another state, it's cool, dog, but if it's with your cousin, is it the same?
Okay, well, I don't think... No, the 500-mile rule does not apply to the relationship between you and the other girl. No, it is still cheating if it's with your cousin. Unless you're 500 miles away.
So, we were out in the ocean.
Out in the ocean? How did you end up cheating with your cousin?
I don't know. We were drunk. We started dancing, and one thing led to another, man. What can I do?
What
can I do? I'm powerless.
I don't know. I think I would say to myself, that's my cousin. I'm not going to.
I said the same thing, but it didn't help.
She must have been hot.
Yeah, she was. When I was drunk, at least she was.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Very nice. You're a catch.
It's going to be an awkward family reunion come later this year, that's for sure.
When there are a lot of little mics running around.
That wasn't the first time it happened.
Nice. So you've been hitting that through the years?
You never heard of kissing cousins? Come on, I'm Mexican, dog.
All right, listen.
Good luck with that.
Not all Mexicans go for their cousins.
Most of them.
Thank you much.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Most of them do. Well, I think maybe we'll leave it right there. And we want to thank our special guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including Mike Shinoda and Brad Delson. They're in a band called Linkin Park. Maybe you've heard of them. Their new CD is in stores today and available for download everywhere called Minutes to Midnight. It's good stuff, right?
Yep.
Linkin Park.
Fantastic.
I think you guys will like it. Pick it up. Also, thanks to Academy Award-winning actor Jeffrey Rush. He is back with an all-new Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. The film opens up Memorial Day weekend. That is Friday, May 25th. You want to go see that.
As you know, Weenie Roast is coming up this weekend. The K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007. We have Tim Armstrong in our studios tomorrow. Very excited about that. We are going to talk to him about his solo stuff and about Rancid and about Saturday and the whole deal. We also have this book called The Secrets of an American Geisha.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Pai Kim will be in our studios, and she'll be telling us, she'll be giving you the answers to all of your problems tomorrow morning in the Kevin and Bean Show.
What about the, what did they call it on Entourage this week? The,
rub and tug.
What about the rub and tug, right? What about the Asian chicks that work at the rub and tug, by the way?
She sure looked engaged, didn't she?
She was having the time of her life, wasn't she? Got to find out if our guest covers that in the book at all, because that was not inspired work that we saw on Entourage this week.
Also tomorrow, the King of Mexico is extremely girly.
They just with the wrong Mexican.
K-Rock Weenie Roast, E-Fiesta 2007. More tickets for that tomorrow morning. We'll let you earn those. I don't know if you've heard the cop that called 911 when he was eating the hash brownies. That's good times.
Oh, I haven't.
He said,
that.
I think I'm dead. Send someone now. Not I think I'm dying. I think I'm dead.
He had the Lisa May.
He had bigger brownies than I did.
Reaction.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, emo jokes. That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, awesome. There's some great ones, too. Like, we're going to make the emo kids cry even more than they already do, Kevin. Come on, that's just mean.
Tell them the light one. Tell them the light joke.
How many emos does it take to screw in a light bulb? F it. Let them cry in the dark. That's the answer there. That's maybe one of my favorites. You're listening for Time Bomb by Rancid. When it plays, be caller 20 and win VIP backstage passes, plus party passes, I guess we're calling them, plus tickets in the pit for K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007. That'll be played coming up on Cat Corbett's show, along with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including Green Day, Incubus, Queens of the Stone Age, their new one, Blink-182, new Linkin Park, Nirvana, and more after this on K-Rock.